victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra. Shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to another edition of the News Hour, coming to you live from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm at the studios of Radio Biafra in London this very wonderful summer evening on the 29th of April in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you. We are please asking everybody who is keying on Skype to speak to us to be a little bit patient. We are also asking all the people who are about to phone us to please try and bear with us for the time being. The number to call is on the screen. You know what to do if you want to join us on Skype. It is Radio Biafra. If you want to tweet us, it is at Radio Biafra Live. If you want to send us an email, it is contact@radiobiafralondon.com. Wherever you are in the world, we're welcoming you because we know that the Biafran family is spread all over the world. We are very, very, very much aware that the Biafran family is in every continent, in every country on this planet. Yesterday, we even got a call from Mexico, so we are welcoming you wherever you are. If you hear about this, go and tell other people. Don't leave it to yourself alone. Tell other people the good news that you are listening to Radio Biafra, because it is very, very important that we reach every aspect of humanity we've not been able to reach before. I'm joined today by Barrister Imam Mezu. Yesterday, we brought you the program with Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, but today we have the indomitable barrister himself. He's guarding us here. The other barrister will be guarding us in Nigeria tomorrow when he'll be presenting the case for Biafra versus Nigeria. Adolf Emeka Emekesiri Esquire will be at the court tomorrow at the Federal High Court to Inowere, presenting the case of Biafra against Nigeria, because we are moving forward. We are not slackening at all. We are not slowing our pace. The pace at which we have set ourselves to accomplish Biafra is on track. With the only slight delay we're having at the moment is that we've not been able to produce the app as we promised everybody, but we are working on it very vigorously, and very shortly we'll be able to hear it. But before I proceed to go and get you the headlines and a few other announcements, I'll go to Barrister Mames to say hello to you, all of you. Please, Barrister.
Good evening, fellow listeners, Biafrans, wherever you are, our friends and those who have Biafra at heart.
Thank you very much. How was your day today, Barrister? I hope it was very well. It's a very sunny day today in London. I hope everything went very well as you intended, yes?
It has been good so far.
Wonderful. Please, we are begging and pleading with all those on the line, calling on the line, to please try and bear with us. As we try and do this, we'll try to connect to Newi as well. Listeners at Newi should be able to listen on 89.2 Newi and environs. People around Anambra State should be able to get Radio Biafra, especially in Newi. 18 kilometers from the center of Newi, you should be able to get Radio Biafra on 89.2. That is the promise we made. Radio Biafra, at the moment, is moving from place to place. We are not in any permanent location for the time being, but wherever you are on this planet, please do note. Note very, very well that this is Radio Biafra, that we are doing everything humanly possible to make sure we reach you wherever you are. If you're joining us for the very first time, do not be alarmed, do not be amazed, do not be even too surprised, because we have a lot in store coming, including television in the not-too-distant future, because this is the only way we can stop the evil happening where we come from. This is the only way we can expose the evil deeds, the pain, the suffering of our people, so that the world can hear. Radio Biafra is listened to in every country of the world. Radio Biafra reaches every home that has internet connection. Anybody who has internet connectivity must be able to receive Radio Biafra, and we are doing the best we can to bring you this. But we are going to break with protocol today. Before we actually go to bring you the headlines, we must tell you, those who are making it possible for Radio Biafra to be on air, we know we keep appealing and asking people to please try and do what you can to help, because there is nobody sustaining Radio Biafra. There is no sugar daddy or sugar mommy or politician sustaining Radio Biafra anywhere. That is why your help is needed. There are some people who have responded to the call that we have been making all this while, and I think, Barrister, it is in order that we at least go through the some of the names. I mean, those who have given us permission to air their names, so that the people can actually understand that it is fellow Biafrans, fellow friends of Biafra, who are sustaining this enterprise.
That's correct, Director.
Yes. Before we go on to bring you the headlines, we must announce to the world that those who have managed to keep Radio Biafra going in the past 1 month are Roy Onyanusi, Gifty Wambara, Kenneth David, Judo Nyabo Obonaya, Emmanuel Igwe, King Onuibo, Chika Edoziem, Nenaya, Samuel Okoli, Roy Onyanusi, and Visi Osuala. These are the people that have been able, in their own way, say to us that what you're doing is fantastic. This is our widow's might, and take it to go forward to support the enterprise that you're involved in. It is very, very important that we make it very clear, because, Barrister, as you well know, the only other alternative we have is to go to politicians, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that in any way, shape, or form. We rely on Biafrans to be able to fund this enterprise so that we speak the truth at all times. There is no compromise. There is nobody from anywhere saying to us, oh, please take this and don't, say something bad about me. No. Here we rely on funding from Biafrans to be able to sustain the struggle. Without these people that we have mentioned, without Onyanusi, Wambara, Kenneth David, Obunnaya, Igwe, Onuibo, Edoziem, Nenaya, Okoli, Onyanusi, and Osuala, we will be in very serious difficulty. We are asking you to emulate these wonderful people, and of course, the indomitable Austin Ofoma himself in Canberra, in Australia, who has been doing everything he can to support Radio Biafra in many ways than one. This evening, wherever you are, we are reporting from London live to the entire humanity. At Innewi itself, we are on 89.2 FM. Anybody within Innewi and its environs must be able to, or should be able to, receive Radio Biafra this evening. I'll quickly move to the headlines. The headlines we are bringing you this evening is that the war in northern Nigeria is still raging on. Chad, Niger Republic, and Nigerian troops killed over 200 Hausa Fulani people around Lake Chad on last week, Thursday. Around Lake Chad last week, Thursday, over 200 people were killed. There is continuing outrage over the massacre of over 185 persons. That is the official figure, 185 persons, including women and children, in a shoot-to-kill encounter between soldiers from Nigeria, Chad, Niger Republic, and they are battling Hausa Fulani terrorists in an area called Baga in Borno State. This happened on Friday. It is a small fishing village near Lake Chad. There is a combined military operation by the Nigerian army, their counterparts in Chad, and also Niger Republic, battling with Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists around the area of Lake Chad. Unfortunately, there were a lot of casualties. A lot of women and children were killed in the process. The rules of engagement were not clearly spelled out. As a result of that, there was enormous loss of civilian life in the process. And in the age-old style of lying and misrepresentation of the fact, which have characterized such mass killings and slaughter in the past. The Nigerian army issued a statement, as usual, saying that only 6 civilians and one of their soldiers and 30 armed insurgents died, while another 15 were injured in the operation. The whole world can see or count at least up to 185 bodies of civilians killed during this atrocity. Nigeria is brazenly lying and saying it's only 30 armed people that were killed and only 6 civilians amongst them. Both the United Nations and the United States government have expressed their shock and sadness at the high number of civilian casualties in the operation and called on all extremist groups to cease their attacks in the country. As is now the tradition following such atrocity, the Nigerian Senate have once again constituted another inquiry. They have set up another panel of inquiry. Their report into similar shootings in the past have resulted in nothing happening at all. We remember very clearly we are still waiting for the autopsy of our brothers who were killed and dumped in Ezu River, with P2B complicit in it, and the State Commissioner for Police in Anambra State. They shot and killed over 100 young Igbo men and dumped their body in Ezu River. We are still waiting for the autopsy. We heard that the autopsy is out, but they don't want to release it. The Senate came and sat twice at Amansia, took depositions from people, took eyewitness statements. Nothing has happened. The same thing is also going to happen to these unfortunate people who died near Lake Chad when Nigerian army, the Chadian army, and also the Niger army converged on them and shot everything that is moving. That is what is happening in Nigeria, that Nigeria is officially at war with itself in northern Nigeria. The local media are not reporting it. The local newspapers, the local televisions and radio stations are not reporting this. It is being reported by Reuters and all other reputable news media outfits all over the world. This evening, we are reporting that Nigeria is at full-scale war in the northern part of Nigeria. If you have your people there, you must make sure that you contact them. We are also bringing information this evening that there are 208 bodies of Igbo people in the mortuary scattered around Kano. The victims of the Kano bombings a few weeks ago have had their bodies seized by the Kano state government without releasing them. They have not been released to the families. And in order to stop Ohanaeze from speaking, in order to stop any major Igbo organization from talking about it, including the politicians and the governors, Goodluck Jonathan gave Ohanaeze Ndigbo 5 billion naira. Ohanaeze Ndigbo was given 5 billion naira 2.5 weeks ago to ensure that they do not talk about the repatriation of the dead bodies of Igbo people packed in mortuaries in northern Nigeria, some of whom have been subject to mass burial. That is what is happening. These people are taking blood money. Your so-called politicians are taking blood money. The hierarchy in Ohanaeze are taking money from Goodluck Jonathan. Go and ask anybody you know. Ask them, did or did Nigeria not give money, 5 billion to Ohanaeze Ndigbo, that made them to be fighting amongst themselves in order for them not to talk about the dead bodies in the mortuary? That was why the Ohanaeze President General went to Kano to say that not only Igbos are being targeted in northern Nigeria, carnage, the killings, the terrorism, the reckless bombardment of Igbo businesses. Ohanaeze Ndigbo, President General, went there and said it is not only Igbos who are being targeted, because Ohanaeze Ndigbo pocketed 5 billion from Goodluck Jonathan's administration in order not to ask for the dead bodies in the mortuaries to be returned to the rightful owners for proper burial in Igbo land. That is why atrocities upon atrocity is happening in Igbo land, because our way of life, our tradition, our ancient ways of doing things are not being obeyed. Our people are dying and being buried in mass graves in the northern part of Nigeria, and as a result, they are stopping us from talking about it. They are doing everything they can to make sure that institutions like Radio Biafra do not know about these things and do not talk about them. But unfortunately for them, unfortunately for Nigeria, we are going ahead to report precisely what is happening. If you pick up your phone this evening and ring Ohanaeze, they will confirm that they received 5 billion from Goodluck Jonathan's administration. Ask them what they have done with the money. Ask them if they have compensated any family with that money. That is what is happening at Radio Biafra. We give you the news the way it is, in truth and honesty. We don't embellish it. We don't present it in any other style that will make you to begin to wonder if this is accurate or not. Anything you hear from Radio Biafra is gospel, because it is the absolute, absolute truth. It is researched and researched and researched, and it is the truth. The bodies of our brothers in Ezu River that we are subject to medical examination and autopsy are yet to be released. Some of them have been buried in a hurry. Some have been buried. We did say a while ago that we will not forget the victims of Ezu River. Other people may forget them. Other people maybe within MASOP may forget them. Some of them are MASOP members, but because we are remembering them, they are our brothers, both in the struggle for Biafra and also Igbo people and Biafrans at large. We cannot abandon them. We can't stop talking about them. Our talking points this evening, as we did advertise it, we'll be asking ourselves, in view of the editorial of Radio Biafra today, we'll be asking ourselves, if you have not seen the editorial, go to radiobiafra.co and read the editorial from Radio Biafra today. It is quite compelling. We are asking today, is Nigeria the creation of God or Satan? Who created Nigeria? Is it God in heaven, or is it Satan, or is it Lucifer himself that created Nigeria? What can stop the relentless killing and bloodbath in Nigeria? What are we going to do this evening to stop it? If you're phoning Radio Biafra, these are the areas we want you to concentrate on. What are we going to do to stop the relentless killing and bloodbath of our people in Nigeria? And finally, what can be done to unite the Biafran people, which is a subject very close to the heart of Barrister Mamezu? What can we practically do on a day-to-day basis to ensure that the Biafran people are united under one common agenda? These are the issues we're going to be covering this evening. This is Radio Biafra, reaching you from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and I have with me today Barrister Mamezu, who is also co-hosting this program. Barrister, please.
Yes, Director. First of all, I've been trying to see the stream, because I can't actually get to listen to the radio live, because I don't know if it's streaming. So please check out that from your studio over there, because my studio here is not streaming. Apart from that, all the things you put forward this evening, full discussion that will attract a lot of listeners and callers. Nigeria is definitely at war with itself, because reading it from what is happening, which of course cannot be reported in any other outlet or media, except Radio Biafra, who will say it the way it is, the way and the way it's happening. It's unfortunate that despite all the things that's been happening for the past how many years now, it still seems as if nothing is happening. I do not know when our people will actually get up and say enough killing and enough is enough, for us to face the reality and face the fact that we have to come out of this bloody Nigeria that is killing our people on a daily basis. So I don't know when our people, because I know, of course, now the Ohanazes have been giving billions of our oil money. It's not because it came out from Nigerian pocket or from good luck pocket, but it came out from our oil money from the East, given to them to keep quiet while their people are being killed, and most of them scattered in mortuary, the Biafran blood scattered all over the place. Again, this is what I always say, how our people betray our consciences because of taking bribe for something that is very, very abhorrent. Something is very, very bad for any other tribe to stomach. Our people will take it for the sake of keeping quiet and for the sake of taking money. It is a shame, and it's about time we get up and address it.
Yes, but is there anything we can realistically do to try to address it? If you're experiencing intermittent disruptions, please do try and refresh your browser now and again. That may be the problem. So, Barrister, I suggest you refresh your browser and see if you're encountering the same problem. I can assure you that from all the indicators here, that everything is streaming very well. Please do go ahead, because very shortly we'll be taking phone calls from people, asking them precisely how they feel about the issues that we're raising. But it will be rather be unfortunate if there are any difficulties with the connection to them, because from what I can see here, everything is in very good order, and I have not, I can't say that I'm encountering any problem at all. So I don't know if you're able to confirm that, or are you still experiencing the same problem?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to refresh my browser.
Wonderful. Let us try and see if we can take this call to find out precisely what is happening, if they're receiving us or not. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? Yes, your name and where you're calling from, if you may, please. Yes, we may have lost them. They always wait to try and hear their voice before they speak. We've advised them in the past, please, to go ahead and say what they want to say. But unfortunately, some people want confirmation that the voice is being heard. Let's go to the line again. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Chuka Bosa. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to notify you about the live stream because it's not working well as usual tonight.
I think everybody seems to be complaining as well about this. Can you please refresh your browser? Because from what we can see here, the live stream is working very well. Can you try to refresh your browser and see precisely what is happening? And then you try and join us.
I will do just that, and if it continues, I will still call back to inform you about.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, Barrister, it seems to me that it is it seems to be a technical issue that there are problems. Everybody is calling. Let us go to the line and see what is happening. This is Radio Biafra. Are you in any way, shape, or form able to confirm that we're having difficulties with streaming this evening?
Yeah, the website is down.
The website itself is down?
Yeah.
Could it be that too many people logged on? Could that be why the website is down?
Yeah, it could be. It could also be a cyber attack.
It could also be a cyber attack. So it is quite possible that we are experiencing difficulties this evening with some interference with our signal. Okay, there is no problem. We'll look into it. You are working on it, I hope. And please do keep myself, Barrister Mamezu, and the listeners updated. This is why we need help to be able to surpass all these difficulties. We need a lot of help to be able to surpass all these difficulties. Thank you very much, Uche, and keep working on it, please. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, Barrister, can you hear me? Four was on the line. We're trying to sort out this problem. He's saying that the website itself is down, as well as having streaming difficulties. The website is also down. That is a multiple problem from this end. But we have to proceed regardless of the difficulties. What we are discussing this evening, for those who are able to hear us, what we are talking about this evening is the issue, is the problem associated, is the problem associated with the rate of killing in that country. And we want to ask ourselves this evening, why is it that Lord Lugard left England to come and build Nigeria for us? Is Nigeria the creation of God himself, as some people will go to church every day to go and pray? Or is it the creation of Lucifer? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, well, the question you asked, if Lord Lugard, I don't know, if he is the Satan that created Nigeria, or if he's an angel, the way we are up to today. Well, it's a bad omen that befell on every single citizen of Biafra and of those of Nigeria. There's never been peace since the creation, or if you like, the amalgamation of East, West, North, and South. There's never been any peace. And it's obvious. Nigeria is at war with itself. And this is what we've been experiencing. The war came in many dimensional ways. Economic strangulation, which has been used to frustrate the Biafrans. Every industry, every infrastructure that was supposed to represent Biafra has been downed for the past how many donkey's years. Now, what we're experiencing is now a military war against the Biafrans, because it looks like the economic strangulation has not been working. Because no matter what they do against Biafrans, we are still prospering, building houses in Abuja, building houses in Lagos, creating markets at Alaba, markets everywhere. The Biafrans are doing it. So that is not working. Therefore, the only way to get rid of the Biafrans, especially the Igbos, is through military way. And that is exactly what has been happening for the past 3 4 years. The killing of the Biafrans in the north since economic strangulation is not working. Therefore, the Northerners are taking up the arms. Let's kill them, because there hasn't been any kind of strategy used against us that has ever worked. So the only one that they are employing and applying at this moment in time is the military one.
Yes, thank you very much. But the thing is that I think you're slightly deviating from the question. The question we advertise and we'll still be asking this evening is, who created the country? Is the country, because we know that it's only God himself who can create countries. Countries cannot be created by people, because it is God that gives you your language, your orientation, your evolution, your people, how your history, your culture, your value system evolves. That is the prerogative of heaven itself and not for man. So why is it possible to take some parts of Yoruba land, some parts of Hausa Fulani, some parts of Kanuri people, some parts of Biafran people, because we still have the Bakassi issue, and put them in one country? Why is it that in the European Union they've not admitted Turkey into the EU? Because the countries that stay together are countries that have the same value system, that share the same value system. So why is it, how come, what possessed these people to come and experiment with God's own creation? God created the Biafran people, gave them a unique way of life, gave them a few variations in their languages. Because if you listen very, very carefully, Ibibio language, Efik language, and Igbo language are almost the same. So why is it that they took something that was original, that was made by God, people who were living in peace, and carved them into pieces and said, now your language is English? If somebody, the only way I can communicate with a Hausa person is through English. The only way I can speak to a Yoruba person is through English. So why is it that way? Why did our people accept it? Why did we accept something that we know is palpably false, that something that we know is not working properly, has never worked properly? Why did we accept it despite all our education?
Director, as I said earlier, there's no deviation in my answer, and I'm still going to put the same thing forward to you again. It's amalgamation. There was no conference to create or amalgamate Nigeria. There was no agreement. It was forced upon you, and it was done in that way so that the Northerners will always be your rulers. Remember what we always talk about when the people, women of Biafrans, when they had a riot in 1927-1928, because they don't want tax placed on women. Now, because William Wilberforce, who willed by force, and those who associated with him, do not like the resistance of the Biafrans, because, as you know, they always say the Igbos, they don't have king. We do. It's just that we cannot take a rulership from one individual. It has to be consensus. It has to be an agreement. Now, knowing that the Hausas have one traditional ruler, once one man says something, everybody will accept. Same as in Yoruba land. We don't have that among the Biafrans. Our own has to be unanimous. It has to be a collective agreement.
That's correct.
Now, because the Biafrans are not easily bent, They cannot easily capitulate. You cannot easily run them over. The only thing to do is to amalgamate you by force, whether you like it or not. While we are studying, because you mentioned something about education, while we are studying, they gave the Hausas gun to rule over you. While you have plan, they have the gun. Now, the power of gun works sometimes, and the power of plan, sometimes it works. But all this while that the Hausas have been lording their rulership over the Biafrans, we have no power. We have no political power. And it was made in such a way that there has never been any single Biafran who should be called a president since Nigerian Biafran War. There has never been any single Biafran who came over to become a president. They made it so difficult that nobody from Biafra can become a president, so that the goalpost is not changed. So there was no agreement. It was something that was forced upon you. And now we want to entangle or disentangle ourselves from that rope.
Yes, that's what we are intending to do. And that is why we exist as a people. But what I find rather astonishing is this: I want us to be able to look at the our capacity and our ability to reason as human beings, because the reason why you go to school is to study and to understand, let's say, what the white man knows, or to think or be on the same level, on the same par as the white man. We have the giants like Chinua Achebe that wrote eloquently, that wrote very beautiful books. His work spans many generations and is still widely received today. So you can say as a laureate that he's up there with the best that, you know, humanity has ever produced. We have people like that. We have people who are very, very intelligent. Why is it then difficult for us to grasp, to understand that the fundamental building blocks of any new society has to be in place for that society to be able to function properly? Why is it that people who claim that they're educated accepted English language as their lingua franca, as the only basis for interaction across a whole range of people, when and jettison their own language? When the white man that colonized you, that created you, did not abandon English language and maybe adopted German or French? So why, what I'm trying to get at is, why was it difficult for us to go back to understand all these things? Why, what made it impossible for us to understand?
Well, Director, as I said, what made it impossible is because we don't have that political power. It is impossible for Biafrans, of course, despite our education. You have somebody with a gun over your head. If you are talking peace and somebody has a gun and asks you to stay there before you come close, what would you do? We won't be talking about education or intelligence. You know, you'll be talking about making peace from far. Somebody has a gun and you have a pen. No, there is time for everything. If it's in the democratic world, in the Western world, yes, gun is very, very minimized in terms of agreement. They talk. They sit on the table. They use their pen. But anything Africa is usually by force. And when you go to the Middle East, you can see what is happening. Once they sit in the power, once they sit on that chair, moving away becomes very problematic. Because they have gone there, they have helicopter gunships to do as they say. If you refuse to obey, you'll be removed by force. Now, we don't have that political power. Had it been that all these years and all this while, yes, any Biafran man or woman has been a president of Nigeria, things could have been different. We believe so. But such opportunity has not been given to any one of us.
It's not been given. They know. But why didn't we question the creation, the formation in the first place? We claim we are intelligent people. Why did we not question the formation of the country in the first place? Why was it accepted by us? Why couldn't we see that things were not actually right in the first place? Why accept it? That is what I don't understand. Because it is, as we keep reiterating, and according to the editorial we have on Radio Biafra page, the website, which I understand is having difficulties because of a massive traffic going into it. Why is it? Why is it that we allowed... Do you know who creates countries? Who creates countries? Who creates a nation? Who gives them their language? It's a divine process. It is an organic process that grows over millennia. It takes a long time for these things to form, isn't it? So it is not
That's
one correct. Person coming and saying, today your language is now Igbo. Can we trace anybody who gave us Igbo as a language? Can we trace anybody who gave us Ibibio or Efik as a language? Because Ibibio is a... Exactly. Can we tell somebody that gave us Calabari as a language? No. You went there. But we can tell. A child born today can tell at the point in which Nigeria started to speak English language.
Director, you are stretching this far too far, because you know the reason why Biafra war was started. Because Ojukwu wanted Biafrans to be on their own. He didn't like this amalgamation business. He didn't like it.
Yes.
Then after the Biafran war, you are marginalized, you are subjugated, you became subdued. Then what do? You become submissive. So we don't have that political clout anymore as to agitate or make noise in all these years.
Yes.
Now, once you are beaten, the Englishman will always say, once beaten, twice shy, or once nice, twice beaten, whichever way you look at it. Now, we've been beaten after the Nigeria-Biafra war, regardless of the no vanquish, no winner, not the rubbish on it. We were beaten, and now beaten and then subdued, and then made us submissive. So now that we are talking about Biafra and then to bring Biafra back, we cannot say this much if we're at home. You saw what is happening to all our brothers and sisters, those who are trying to call back and say, well, what is happening in Nigeria is too bad. You yourself have felt the impact when you went home some few years ago through your own brother again who kidnapped you. So you cannot start questioning why did we agree. We did not agree, but it was forced upon you. Now, there's nothing you can do when you have somebody, your superior ahead of you, supported by those who have interest in your oil. The West supported this amalgamation. And they kept this amalgamation because it's for their own interest. According to Durkheim in sociology, says everyone does things in their own interest. The West asked, they supported this amalgamation because it's for their own interest. And they also supported the rulership from the Northerners because it's also for their own interest. They know that if an Igbo man becomes a president today, the oil they get will stop. So it's easy for them to maneuver the Yorubas and maneuver the Northerners. But for the Biafrans, it is impossible. That's why we are the way we are up to today.
Yes, we understand that, and that our resilience hopefully should be able to carry us through. But one thing we must make abundantly clear is that we are not chasing, there is nothing else that is driving our desire for Biafra other than that to correct the ills of the past and to try to be free. Because everybody have experienced Biafra, have experienced Nigeria, and some people tested Biafra for about 3 years, and we know what the difference is. We don't want to be part of something that can never work. In your own assessment, when is all these killings going to stop? That is the question. But before you answer, let us remind our listeners, those that we have left, basically, because we're experiencing some slight technical difficulties this evening, that this is Radio Biafra, and we're coming to them from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and I have Barrister Mamezu with me, and also at Newe. We are streaming this evening. This program is going live to Newe via 89.2. So please, I think I do need some water here, Barrister, but before I grab my water to have a sip, please, can you tell our listeners in your own thinking, in your own way, how do you see this bloodbath, this incessant, ceaseless shedding of blood in Nigeria? How do you see it stopping? Will it ever stop?
Director, it will stop eventually, but it can only stop if we do something very miraculous. If we engage into something very exciting. It will not just stop because the Boko Haram wants to Islamize everybody in that particular country. This will not happen. Therefore, the killing will not stop. How will it stop? We are going through the legal process. And as I suggested 2 days ago, that we have to carry placards, demonstrations, tell the world in different countries and cities and continents, that the Igbos are suffering and nobody is coming to our aid. We have to let the UN know and see what we are going through. But if we carry on keeping quiet, Director, you were reminded recently, or if you like, lately, that nothing happens. The world will not know if we just keep quiet and carry on through the legal process. They think that everything is hunky-dory. They think that everything is okay. Not until we write placards, put the name and the heads of those who are killed in the north, draw a banner, pour a blood on it or whatever ink on it to show how the blood of the Biafrans are running on a daily basis in the north. Not until we do something dramatic or something drastic, the blood letting will not stop.
It won't stop, would it? We don't see it as stopping. But at the same time, what we must do, try to do as a people, is to try to be united, which is your very favorite topic, is to try to unite. We've been trying to do that ever since the war ended, and we've not been able to manage it. So going forward, how do you see us doing it? How do you think, in your own opinion, that this fabled unity you're talking about all the time can be accomplished?
Director, the way it will actually be accomplished is the way you and I are talking on Radio Biafra. 2 days ago, there was a guy that called from India explaining how our brothers and sisters over there betray each other. No trust. So if we carry on preaching, carry on re-educating our people,
that we are our own bad deals. We are the ones destroying our own image. We are the ones after our own people. Once we realize that if we are our brother's keepers, things will change. We have to carry on talking, Director. We have to carry on preaching, telling our people, in the name of free education, that no matter what you do, if you don't love your neighbor like yourself, we ain't going to achieve this.
Absolutely. Let us try. And we had wanted to go to the call, but it's gone now. Love is not enough. That is the problem, is that love is not enough. Let us take this call anywhere from Skype. This is Radio Hello. Biafra. We understand there are difficulties.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you. I'm calling from India. This is Chris.
Yes, from India. Have you resumed service in India?
What is happening to the reception? And I can still confirm that Spain is having the same problem. What is happening?
Spain is having the same problem. We don't know. Is the website up and running? That's what we need to know. Is our website up and running? Can you get into the website?
Well, yes, I'm into the website, and my network is very high, at least 780 kbps, and I could get a very good reception with my website. But still, the Radio Biafra site is not broadcasting.
Radio is not coming through as it seems to us. Have you heard anything at all from our broadcast this evening? Have you heard anything at all?
I heard briefly, if I get good reception, a little while it skips, and the time it goes dead and it comes up again, just like that.
So it's intermittent, it is not consistent, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we are working on it, and please, we ask you to be a little bit patient. We are working on it, and we are going to improve it, okay? Yes,
okay.
This is what we're experiencing. We are not that wealthy to overcome every difficulty that we have. That is why. But in less than no time, we should be able to overcome this as well. Thank you very much. We have Barrister Mamezu. Barrister Mamezu, are you there? Yes, thank you very much, whoever called us. We are having severe difficulties, it seems. Our signal goes up and down. Our signal is fluctuating at the moment for some reason, and we are trying to rectify it. We have some callers on the line telling us from Skype. That is Christian Musu from India telling us that the signal is down for some reason, and we'll try and see what we can do to try and rectify. I think we are back on the stream now. I think we are back on stream. I think we are okay. The streaming is going and then it's stopping again. We can see it here on the monitors. We don't know what is happening, actually. It goes and then it stops. It goes and it stops. We'll try and look into it. I'm sure in good time it should be okay. We know the streaming is not going as it should. We are getting multiple confirmations that the streaming is not going as planned. We cannot abort the program today, can we?
Director, well, you know my view on this, but you are the director. You can decide.
No, we continue. That is who we are. Through adversity, we continue until we overcome it. We are not going to. We are not like some of the people that advised our general, His Excellency Dimo Odumegwujuku, in 1970 to abandon the struggle and go on exile. No, we don't want that. We, regardless of the difficulty, we plow on. We go straight full steam ahead until we rectify the problem. That is what makes us Biafrans. As a matter of fact, I think that Uche Mefo has some information to give to us, if you bear with us. Uche, are you there? The problem is ongoing, is it?
Yeah, the problem is ongoing. I think the best option is to have a break.
Yes, perhaps that is what we may have to seriously consider. Let us have a break and then see and rectify the problem. A short break, and then we'll come back and then continue the program. It comes and then it goes. It comes and then it goes. It comes and then it goes. But I think that will be the best option for now. Wonderful people, great Biafrans, we are welcoming you. That this is Radio Biafra. We do apologize for all the slight difficulties that we've been experiencing. We also thank those of you who's been online waiting all this while. If you've waited, your wait hasn't been in vain. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm presenting Radio Biafra alone this evening because we've had to try to rectify this problem to prove to our enemies and our detractors that we shall always overcome regardless of the situation. So if you have maintained, if you have stayed online up until this moment, if you have persevered with us, if you are still there, especially those of you on Skype. We say thank you very much. It is to you that Biafra belongs to. You have stuck it out. You've persevered. You've stayed on, and you've obviously inherited what it is that we're bringing you this evening. Please, I'll be very pleased if we can have people who can obviously call in to try and host this program with me, because Imam Mezu is no longer in the studio. Uche Mefo is not at the control room either. But we decided this evening that regardless of what the situation is, that we must proceed. We must continue to bring Radio Biafra to our millions of listeners all over the world, those who manage to persevere. That is why we keep asking for your support all the time. That is why we keep asking for your help all the time, because it's important we try to overcome all of this. So if you're still online and you're listening, you are not mistaken. You are not in any way, shape or form losing it. You are listening to Radio Biafra for real. I'm in Dekano. I'm still in London, bringing you this information. We're connected to Inewi earlier, but that connection was also lost when we were experiencing all these technical difficulties. So if you are online and you want us to have this conversation, you're more than welcome to do so. By way of a recap of our headlines this evening, we are reporting that the joint task force sent by the federal government of Nigeria are very busy as usual killing people up in northern Nigeria. They claim they're fighting the insurgency from the north. They claim that they're fighting Boko Haram, but they're busy also killing very innocent women and children. The last count, official count, was 187 people killed in Braga area of Lake Chad, where all these atrocities was happening. The place is Braga. It's a fishing village near Lake Chad where all these killings have been taking place, where the combined might of the Nigerian army, the Chadian army, and also the ones from Niger Republic converged around Lake Chad in a village in Borno State called Baga to kill as many innocent civilians as they can lay their hands on. It's quite distressing that in Nigeria, when you want to kill people from the northern part of the country, you send commanders, you send troops from southern Nigeria, from southeastern Nigeria, to go up north and kill people. When you want to kill people in the south, you send northern generals to come and lead the massacre in the south. That's why the Odi massacre was led by a Hausa major general. All the killings that take place in the southeast is always led by either a Hausa commissioner for police or a Hausa brigade commander that will come out and unleash terror. When P2B invited them to do shoot at sites, they invited the same Borno State is where some of the soldiers came from that came into Onitsha to kill our brothers, to come into Onitsha to kill people campaigning peacefully for Biafra. That is what is happening in a country. That is what normally happens in a country that is uncivilized. So if you are online this evening, we are welcoming you that this is Radio Biafra. We do apologize for the very severe technical difficulties we encountered. If you can, this evening, please try to rejoin us. I got a telephone call from one of our brothers, Valentine Osuala, who managed to obviously console us about the loss and the technical difficulties that we are having. If you want to join this conversation by any means, if you're free, if you're anywhere and you're listening, the number remains +44, which is on the screen, 783130-8376. I repeat, the number is 078 if you're in the UK, but if you're calling from abroad, which is where most of our calls come from, is +44 783130-8376. Is 21:37 p.m. in London, which makes it about 23 minutes to 10 p.m. at night. If you're still there and you want to join me in this conversation this evening, who knows, I may even co-host the program with you. If you're lucky and you're online, I will co-host Radio Biafra this evening with you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Once again, I'm coming to you from London. We do apologize. It's very seriously apologize. It seems to me that we have somebody on the line. Hopefully, they should be able to do the program with me this evening. And please do persevere with us. Whilst it's only myself, I'm trying to control things everywhere. you're true to London, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. Nnamdi Kanu, what is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Ezenwa Ifeanyi.
Ezenwa Ifeanyi, please, can you raise your voice a bit, please, if you may?
Okay, I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I would appreciate if you can lower your radio, please, because you are the first caller of this segment. It goes to show that Ezenwa Ifeanyi from Malaysia is very determined, is very dogged, and who knows, I may co-host the program with you this evening. Who knows? So thank you very much for calling, and thank you for your perseverance, but I will please ask you to lower your radio, if you may. Please reduce your radio so we can talk through Skype, which is where you've called from. Have you done that? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, yes. Have you done it? Have you reduced your radio? Please lower your radio and talk to me via Skype, please.
Okay. What I'm trying to contribute is based on what the barista is saying about Biafran people, that all these things are happening in Nigeria, you know. In terms of our late brother that died in accident,
yes,
you know, we can just call it an accident, and no matter how it happens, because death is inevitable, death in, and it happened already. So yes, we are not happy it happens like that. But where I'm trying to where I'm complaining is that Biafra is good, and it's good to come to actuality, because some of our leaders they are causing all these things, because we can't command people to come outside for demonstration. When they arrest most of them, then you find out that those people are the top. They cannot come out. They cannot come out for the people that is demonstrating, that get arrested by Nigerian police or Nigerian Boko. So all these things are very bad. It's very bad. That's my contribution.
Yes, thank you very much. That is a contribution. But how do we begin to solve this problem? How do we begin to solve this problem? That is what everybody is concerned about. What is the solution to the problem? They said all the time we complain, all the time we talk about the difficulties that we're going through as a people. The question remains, how do we begin to solve the problem? What is the solution to the problem? In your own view, how can we solve this problem?
Well, I don't have anything to contribute in the solution, but I'm just trying to raise this issue, because when you are talking of Biafra, everybody likes to go. The way they are treating Igbos in Nigeria, nobody is happy with them, and nobody is want to go for a war. We don't want war again. We want it by dialogue. But in a situation as things be in Nigeria now, if the war we end stop all these things, then we are ready for anything. But all these people in our leaders, sometimes when you look at the way they are treating us, then you find out there are the most people that are killing us, not Nigerian government, because they are there to for their family, not for the masses. They are there to make money for their family, not for the poverty again.
So thank you very much. Yes, we accept what you have said. Thank you very much, Ifeanyi Ezenwa. You have said it all. But what I was hoping you'd be able to touch upon is, what can you yourself personally, Ifeanyi Ezenwa, do to help the Biafran struggle? What can you do as a person? Because sometimes it seems to me that we sit in our houses and we expect other people to do things for us. We don't ask ourselves, what are we going to do to be able to contribute to the type of Biafra that we are looking for? What can you as a person do? What are you prepared to contribute? What are you prepared to? What action are you taking right now to bring about Biafra? That is what is important.
The action, and my contribution now is that I support Radio Biafran the way I call, because I just get the address from my friend, So I have to log in this evening, and I started making this call because that is the only contribution for now.
Okay, so your only contribution for now is to make calls. If you're required, in terms of your time, of course, we appreciate you calling Radio Biafra, but in terms of your time and your resources, let me ask you a question. What do you think it will take for us to get Biafra? What do you think are the necessary steps that needs to be taken for us to get Biafra?
Well, to get Biafra, I think the most important thing is the people we have to advise ourselves in some certain things, because we Igbos we are very hardworking people. Okay, but the way things be in our country, everybody is running out of the country. As when you are talking, telling anybody to come back to know what to do, you know, it's very hard.
Yes, so we
when you make money outside the country, come to invest in Nigeria, your own country, you find it a difficult that once you that name, that people name, anything to enter their name, they are into trouble. So how can we survive?
So in your own opinion, there is nothing we can do, there is no action we can take, both as individuals and collectively,
for now.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yes, Ezenwa seems to be of the opinion that no action should be taken for us to move forward. But some of us are of the opinion that we need to be able to act. We need to do something with our time. We need to do something with our effort. A lot is happening that requires our input. There is a court case coming up in the next few hours. It is our duty to try and support every effort that Bilie Human Rights Initiative is making to make sure that the court case goes very well. We have Radio Biafra broadcasting to the world. We want to expand into television. We want to bring the knowledge. People talk about unity all the time, as we were discussing with Barrister Mamezi during the earlier phase of this program that we weren't able to complete. We talk about unity all the time. We talk about a sense of purpose, pulling in one direction, going in one direction, and trying to do the right things. But nothing seems to be happening because we have always lacked a means to get our people together. We've lacked a means to educate our people. We've lacked a means to nurture that same feeling that we all share and have together. If you're lucky enough to still be online and be on Radio Biafra website this evening, we are welcoming you. That this is Radio Biafra. We do apologize for the technical difficulties we had earlier that led us not to complete the first segment of this program. That is where we insisted. That is where we stayed up to say that we must continue to bring you this broadcast this evening. I'm Onnamdi Kanu, and we're coming to you live from London. It wasn't scheduled. Radio Biafra doesn't normally last up until this time, but we're having to stay on air to see if there are any people who are out there who are listening, people who may have stumbled upon Radio Biafra website, people who may have something to say. If you're in a part of the world where you're finding it very difficult to sleep, for whatever reason, you can call Radio Biafra and we can have an interaction on air this evening. Once again, the headlines that we're bringing you this evening is that they killing of 187 people in Bagger in Borno, in a small fishing village near Lake Chad, is still reverberating all around the world. We don't know how all these things can make it into the international media, whereas the death of our brothers, the death of the people whose bodies were dumped in Ezu River, has been forgotten. We remember them very solemnly. We did promise that we're not going to forget anybody. Anybody who lost their lives in this struggle, we are not going to forget them. We remember the family of Prince Longinusor Jiako, the former leader of Biafra Liberation Council, who died in a motor accident that our brother here did remind us. We are also very mindful of our obligation to the living. It is our duty collectively to make sure that Biafra is realized in truth and honesty. It is also our duty to make sure that we contribute in any way that we can towards the realization of Biafra via the very peaceful means. Because what we find a bit astonishing is if people are not prepared, if we are not ready to accommodate, if we are not ready to make very painful sacrifices. Then how are we going to be able to make things happen? How are we going to make it happen? There is a brother called Mike who is from Malaysia. He has been up all night. He was saying it is 4 a.m. in the morning. He wasn't very happy that he wasn't able to get through to Radio Biafra. We are trying to see if we can be able to get Mike on the line this evening to be able to say his mind, if he's still awake. These are the people who have stayed on and tried to contact Radio Biafra via every means possible. So we are hoping and praying that he hasn't gone back to sleep, that he will be able to take his call. Mike, if you're there, this is Radio Biafra. We know you've been struggling trying to keep awake to listen to the program. Unfortunately, the first part of the program didn't go very well. Please, the whole world is listening. This is not a private telephone call. You're live on Radio Biafra this evening. The time now is about 22 minutes to 10 p.m. here in London. We must apologize on behalf of the entire editorial board here at Radio Biafra about the late transmission of this program this evening due to technical difficulties.
Yes, will I still be able to listen to the live program?
This is the live program. If you just go over right now to your handset, to your computer, you'll be listening to this program live, yes.
I have tried before, but I wasn't able to listen, but yeah. Maybe I should try again. I'm actually on the website now.
You're on the website now. If you refresh your page, you should be able to get Radio Biafra streaming across to you live and direct from London.
Okay, I will do that right now.
Wonderful. That'll be great.
I will do that just now because I'm actually listening about how Nigeria was created on your website.
Okay, the website belongs to everybody. Radio Biafra belongs to the contributors, belongs to the donors, people who support it, so it belongs to you as well. It belongs to the Biafra people. It belongs to everybody.
Let me see if I can be able to listen again.
Absolutely. And then you phone in. Thank you very much. This was is a live conversation on the air. That this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. But it's the members who is no longer able to join me for the program this evening. He's gone home. But I'm still here trying to make sure that the message of Biafra, that the gospel for Biafra is preached every night ceaselessly without fail, because it is important that we acquaint ourselves. We know we've had the Bible. Biafra is like the Bible sometimes. You have it with you, but you have to keep reading it all the time to keep reminding yourself about the promise of God to his children, because Biafra is not a child's play. Biafra is where we are heading to. Biafra is where we belong. Biafra is our only hope. There is no other hope left for us apart from Biafra. If you lose Biafra, you have absolutely nothing. Look at what is happening to us in Nigeria today. That is enough evidence to convince you that without Biafra, we are all dead as a people. We thank all of you, those of you who have persevered to receive this program this evening. We must continue to remind ourselves that the only goal set before us is Biafra. That Biafra is the only thing that sets us apart from other people. What we are trying to do is to set a largely misinformed public free. What we are trying to do is to set our people free. We have no other interest in Nigeria than to be free people. After all, we were existing as a free people before Lord Lugard came. What we must remind ourselves all the time is that we are the only part of the world where other people came to tell us how to live, where other people came to tell us how to exist. It is not something that we should be able to tolerate. It is not something that should continue for very long. And the power to change what is happening within the country is in your hands. You, the listeners of Radio Biafra, all Biafran people all across the world, the power to change things, the power to make things happen are entirely in your hands. If you want to join this conversation this evening, I know it is late. It is early morning in some parts of the world. Please do not hesitate to do so. It is early hours of the morning in Australia. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We're at the studios of Radio Biafra in London, broadcasting this late. But of course, sometimes we've stayed up until 10, even after 10, because we've done some three-hour programs sometimes in the past. So it shouldn't come as a surprise to people that we are still broadcasting round about this time. If you want to join our conversation, you know the number to call. The telephone number remains the same. The number to call, the studio line for Radio Biafra, is showing on your screen, and the number is +44 78 31 30 83 76. I repeat, +44 7831 308376. You can join us on Skype by just adding Radio Biafra to your contact list. We should be able to accept that. We have another caller on the line. Let's hope they'll be able to join us this evening. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Joseph. I'm calling from Denmark.
Joseph from Denmark, you are very, very loyal. You're dedicated. Maybe the people who are still hanging on waiting for Radio Biafra tonight, they're like the armies that followed them. Was it Gideon in the Bible? Into battle. Yeah. When others were sleeping, the few that remained awake were the ones that were chosen to go and do God's work. I'm sure you believe that what Radio Biafra is doing, that the way we are pursuing Biafra, we are doing God's work. I'm sure you believe in that.
Yes, absolutely. I believe in that. And also, I want other Biafrans to emulate what you guys are doing, you know, because this is a call for freedom, and everybody have to kind of join hand so that we can achieve our goal of having our own country, yes. Biafra. Because if you look at how things is going now, you will see that the northern people, they are trying to secure their own place. One, because the oil is not from is not coming from the northern part of Nigeria.
Yes,
they are now fighting with all means. Boko Haram. I think Boko Haram is the highest thing. Somebody can use. They are using all tactics they can to make sure that they secure Nigeria on their own side. That is why they are using all tactics.
Yes,
and also, I'm just telling our own people, the Biafran people, to just see what the handwriting on the wall is. It's left for us to start strategizing our own way of this fight, because it's the battle is now being drawn between the north and the south, between Nigeria and Biafra. And if you don't wake up now, if you don't join hand now to fight for one cause, that means we don't know what that have happened in the past. We are 3.5 million Biafran died in the course of a Nigerian Biafran war. So at this point, every hands have to be on the deck.
Yeah, no, how do you, in terms of in practical terms, I agree with what you're saying in this entirety. I agree with you, but in practical terms, what do you think we can do? What do you want us to do? When you say all hands to be on deck, let's start with yourself. You see what we are doing here in London, how we are contributing in the little way that we can, or in the very massive way that we can, as some people would say, towards the freedom that we are all pursuing and the emancipation of our people. What can you realistically offer as a person? What work are you going to do to make sure that the message for Biafra goes forward?
Actually, I have been sending a lot of emails, both Skype, both to my brothers, to my friends on Facebook, on Twitter, and other means of communication. You know, I've been doing that, but sometimes you find out that this job is something that comes gradually. You know.
Yes,
it's not something that will happen spontaneously.
Yes,
it's something that happens simultaneously with time.
Yes,
because there's some people, some of my brothers now, they are now responding to my call for them to listen to Radio Biafra. Go to Radio Biafra website, see what they are saying. I not less than 10 friends in Facebook. I have sent them messages several times. Look at the time, look at the number. Even when you people was in Nigeria, I sent a lot of friends a phone number to call Radio Biafra, the link to call Radio Biafra, and some of them did, but some haven't. I'm still sending a lot of people the message, the link and the message, even when you people change your link to get your Radio Biafra, I even send them still the new link, .co, you know.
Yes,
I'm doing this so that because you see, myself, it was a friend that even introduced me to this. What I'm just telling everybody now is that the cause, nobody should be discouraged about sometimes how things are going slow. But what I know, and I strongly believe, that with time, when this struggle, when this information have entered the bone marrow of all Biafran,
yes,
you will see a very, very spontaneous change in this struggle. So I'm telling everybody not to be discouraged. Even you guys, sometimes it might be very, you people will feeling discouraged.
We are humans, because that is what we are saying. Exactly. We find it difficult that people who are in Europe, they are expecting people back home to fund the struggle. That is the height of selfishness. How can you expect people who are so poor? I ask you now that I welcome what you've been doing. I like your dedication, your enthusiasm. You're still online up until this time. But you ask people, how do you, in practical terms, here at Radio Biafra, we believe in practicality. I personally believe in being very practical. What can you do? What is your contribution towards the struggle? This was why we failed in 1967 to 1970. There were no meaningful contributions made to buy weapons to fight the enemy. There were no weapons left. We couldn't have won the war because there were no weapons to fight with. Now, the work we are doing is akin to fighting a battle. We need certain implements, we need certain tools to be able to carry out this fight and fight it and win. We are being handicapped. The people in Europe, people in America, they expect poor people riding Okada back home to fund Radio Biafra from back home, whilst people in Europe are relaxing, thinking it is not part of their duty to also contribute towards the struggle. So that is the thing.
It cannot happen that way. Nobody should expect the people back home to contribute money. Like myself, I have sent the information about Radio Biafra to some of my brothers, those in Germany and those in the United States, all of them and some of my aunties in the United States. I think with time, all this information will be circulated, and there will be something, both physically and also maybe ideas how to achieve this our cause will also come with financial and the support and the otherwise.
No, but the thing is that sometimes maybe you understand. Do you think that sufficient number of people are aware of what it takes to actually run a radio station or to prosecute a case against Nigeria? I mean, where do people think that the help is coming from to be able to fight a case of that magnitude against a country of such might? By just very few people. Where do our people think? Do they think that we have sponsorship from a politician from somewhere, which is not the case? Where do they think these things are coming from? I mean, at what extent, how far do they want us to go before they come out to help? That's what we want to know.
You know, the case here is that a lot of people are not being informed about what is going on. Because sometimes I was even surprised sometimes when I called some of my some people in outside the country, my brothers in the US and the other ones in back home, and I was telling them about Radio Biafra. They were surprised. See, wow, this is happening. You know, I was like, so I have been into this for long now, but why you people are not aware of this? I think that this information must have gotten to you guys by now. You know, I was also surprised that some of them are not aware of it, you know. So that's what I'm saying, that with time, when the information about what is going on, what Radio Biafra is doing, because you people are doing a very good work, and being sincere with it, I think more people will be attracted to the work and to the struggle to be a nation of our own.
Thank you very much, and God bless you and all the people in Denmark. You have spoken very wisely. We welcome it. Keep on listening. We don't know how long we're going to be here for this evening, but this is very, very important that this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. We are coming a bit late because the earlier segment of the program did not go according to plan. We had some technical issues, which we have now resolved. We've dealt with it. It's gone out of the way, and we can bring you this program. That is what we said, that we are very, very resilient. Here at Radio Biafra, we are resilient. If we say we're going to do something, we do it. If we say we're going to bring you a program, we go ahead and bring it to you without hesitation, without fear. So if anybody is interested in getting hold of Radio Biafra this evening, please do not hesitate to do so. You know the number to call. We have a lot of people on Skype, and I think it's important that we continue to take them on as soon as they come in. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, my name is Anthony Bill. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, good, wonderful people from Malaysia. Go ahead, the whole world is listening.
Actually, I've been trying the line since I seen that there are some technical problems.
Yes, there were technical problems, but are you able to listen to Radio Biafra now? Because right now...
Right now, I can hear you, and I think I'm online with you right
you
now.
You are online, and the whole world is also hearing your voice. Please go ahead.
Okay, I want to make some comment regarding what I listened to yesterday. From a brother calling from Nigeria, Abuja.
Yes.
He was emphasizing on the issue of between Owazirike, Masoub, and the Radio Biafra.
That's correct.
Actually, yes. I just want to understand what is really going on. And right now, who are the leaders of Biafra issue now? Who are the leaders? Because the people, like the person I know, in quote, is Owazirike, but it seems now that he's not in good time with the present leaders of Biafra. So now, who is our head? Who is the arrowhead of the portion of this Biafran issue?
The arrowhead for the pursuit of Biafra is embodied in the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, headed by His Royal Majesty Eze Ozobo, Justice Eze Ozobo, retired. Do you want me to repeat what I said?
I'll repeat it. I'm writing it down.
Good, yeah. Good. The leadership of the new Biafran struggle is embodied, is headed by the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. In other words, our fathers, our elders. We have gone back to how our lands were in those days. Because if you come into any Igbo clan in time gone by, in the good olden days, you don't say, who is your leader? I'm looking for who is leading these people. You will be given an audience before the Council of Elders. They call the elders together in the village square to come, and then as an emissary, you present your message to the Council of Elders. We've gone back to that. The chairman of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra is His Royal Majesty Chief Justice Eze Ozobo, retired. A one time, when Ohaneze was still good, a one time Ohaneze President General, when Ohaneze was good, his deputy is Dr. Dozier Ikedife. Dr. Dozier Ikedife is a medical doctor, and as many people knows him, he is one of the most formidable. He is more Biafran than you and I. The secretary of this group is Colonel Achuzie, is the secretary of the Council of Elders, the Indigenous People of Biafra. So these are the people spearheading the struggle. Do you know why it has been made this way? Do you know why we made it this way?
No, I would like to know.
Because nobody can buy them. Because if you come out tomorrow and say, Nnamdi Kanu is the leader of Biafra, or Uchemefo is the leader of Biafra, or Egemba, or even yourself, you're the leader of Biafra, Nigeria will start looking to you for you to give you money, isn't it? That's what they do. That's how they corrupt us. So what the idea of somebody, embodying what we believe in is anathema to the Igbo way of doing things. Having a one central person who is your leader, your Eze, your Igwe, is not how Igbos do things. That is why we have not succeeded in the past. The way we are going to do it now to be able to succeed is to give hand over the authority, the guidance for the struggle over to our elders who are incorruptible. And then the authority that we derive flows from them. And then we go and do our work. But the start of Emeka is leading the team at Owerri tomorrow in defense of, we brought a case against Nigeria. He is spearheading the attack, the legal attack against Nigeria. Radio Biafra is doing its work. And we have the Council of Elders consulting other nationalities, other ethnic nationalities. Because the mistake we've made in the past is not to go and consult these people. When Arewa wanted Ndibo, they had to come to Enugu to ask Ohaneze to come to a meeting at Enugu. It is the duty of our Council of Elders to also go and meet other ethnic nationalities and be able to explain to them that we are one. And that is what we are doing. The leader of this present Biafran struggle is our Council of Elders. Not one single person that Nigeria can bribe or buy.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that we have been led now by the Council of Elders, which is good. And I hope that even if one or two people are corrupt, all will not be corrupt.
God bless you. Exactly the point. Exactly the point. Exactly the point where we have done this.
Something like that. But there is something also I would like to suggest.
Go ahead.
The effort of the previous or the former Masoub should not be neglected or rejected, because there are some boys there. I myself was a Masoubian when I was in Nigeria, and I know how I worked before I decided to travel abroad. What I'm just trying to say is give an advice so that this present elders of council now will know how to, you know, recruit these people, revive, equip them, talk to them, so that they will know. Let us not because a new body has been formed now, we now reject the old body. I know how we Igbos or we Biafrans used to behave. Nigerians can use those ones as an opponent to us.
Because, yes, of
these
course.
These are the strategies they are using. I know. I was born and brought up in northern Nigeria, so
of course,
I know
yes.
their tactics.
Mm-hmm.
So they can use. So what I'm just trying to do, let these elders now, let it be, if possible, set up a committee
yes.
that will go and reconcile. Because the boys there are the forces we are going to use. They are the people that is going to fight tomorrow. And they are willing. So,
yes.
But if we should just fold our arms or leave them, and at the end of the day, they are being
yes.
bribed. Remember the hunger at home.
Of course,
nothing
yes.
is moving
yeah.
at home.
Of course.
Then,
yes.
if they are being bribed, then our actualization of the Biafra will be jeopardized. That is number one of my comment. Then
yes.
number two is yesterday, you people met. We are discussing about revolution or something like that.
Yes.
We are talking about revolution.
Yes.
On my own opinion, I don't know the area you people are challenging it. Whether you are challenging revolution for Nigeria to be good, because personally, I don't have hope in Nigeria, and I don't believe in Nigeria. Although I'm using the passport, it's just because I don't know. There's any other country passport that I will use, but anything Nigeria, I don't have hope in it. Even what I'm saying is, let the whole world hear me, and let them hear my name. I don't believe in Nigeria. So issue of bringing revolution, maybe as a suggestion to kill some certain Nigerian political echelons for Nigerian to be good, we should not be discussing such a thing on Radio Biafra. Rather, we should discuss, if we are going to use the fact of revolution, let it be within the Biafrans, those politicians that are selling us. I heard you earlier said that a group of people collected the 5 billion naira or whatever
of course,
for
yes.
people that were killed.
Mm-hmm.
If revolution should come,
yes.
let it be we revoluting, killing those ones, so that
yes.
people will be free.
And thank you. I enjoy what you've said, and I accept it wholeheartedly. But how about the people that took money with the name of Biafra? What happens to them?
Actually, I have not heard about that one. Those that took money in the name of Biafra.
Okay.
I don't know how it happens.
You will see it very, very soon. Very, very soon, okay. you will see the evidence of that.
I would like to suggest something also.
Go ahead.
I live in northern Nigeria, and I know what has been happening there.
Yes.
When any of the northern politicians
mm-hmm.
betrayed their people.
Yes.
You see them moving in mass. I remember one man, I don't want to mention his name, he's a famous politician in yes. northern Nigeria, when his house was burned.
Exactly.
By the Arifa group.
Absolutely. So we are saying the same thing. If you stay there, stay on the line, we have another caller. My brother, stay on the line, we have another caller. Let's try and take this call. It seems this call is from the UK. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Valentine Oswale. Calling from London.
From London. Wonderful, Valentine. Yeah. You're welcome to the program. You are one of the ardent supporters of Radio Biafra. You've been supporting Radio Biafra and making your monthly contributions to Radio Biafra since our inception. And your words of encouragement is most welcome. Sometimes when we are down and we don't have anywhere to go, you call and offer words of wisdom to prop us up and to keep going. Please go ahead, the whole world is listening.
Thank you so much. I'm just coming once again to use this medium again to call and be our friends, to rise up and join this very movement. There comes a time in one's life and you just have to pick up a particular course and see the cause to be a cause that it's worth dying for. We've been caged for a long time. If you ask yourselves, if you sit down and ask yourselves, you'll find out that every one of us that's out here in the diaspora, none of us, if you are from the English speaking part of Biafra, actually boarded a flight in any English speaking part and took off and landed where you are. It's either you went to the southwest to board a plane.
Yes.
Or you went to the north.
Yes.
Or you went to the south. For more than 43 years since the end of the Civil War, we can't board a flight and land in any international, airport. Not single airline in the whole world would say that the tires of their plane has landed anywhere in the southeast since the end of the Civil War.
Even before the end of the Civil War, even before the war started, did any commercial flight ever land in any part of Igbo land?
No.
Exactly.
So it just tells you that there is this well calculated and waiting economic sanction, political sanction, that has been well laid out for people in Nigeria. They followed it to the letter since the end of the Civil War. And we've been caged. All this while, self-help, myself, my wife, my family, you build a house, you build a wall around it, has helped us. At this point in time, it can't help us any longer because we are facing a more serious challenge. We are almost about to be completely annihilated from the face of the earth.
Absolutely.
If we don't do anything, if you don't join this train, you sit down. It's not just by calling and earn your comment, contribute whatever it is at the end of the month. Say, this is what I am going to put. When you go out, also tell, spread the word. At the same time, do something. Don't just sit down and be sorry. Don't just sit down and be lamenting. This is an opportunity for you to take up. Radio Biafra belongs to everyone. As long as we are Biafra, it belongs to you. The new Human Rights Initiative has started that job. We just have to join in and get on so that we can get a country where we can feel part of it.
Yes.
For our sake and the sake of our children and children's children. It's so important. You sit down and do a reflection. Do a serious reflection. This is serious. Our lives are at stake, and the lives of our children are at stake. All the town unions should stop just sitting there. Whatever they can do, whatever contribution they can make, If you want to sit down with the editorial board of Radio Biafra or people who are running at the helms of affairs of the Human Rights Initiative and put the terms and conditions, they should feel free to call in and ask for that. And whether it is Lowy Town Union, whether it's Abate Town Union, whether it's Abate Town Union, whether it's all the town unions, you need to come on board. You can't just sit down and be having meetings every end of the last Sunday of the month.
Exactly. And then burial. And then we contribute money and send some of the body home.
You know, that's not what we really came for. Only sending bodies home. That shouldn't be what our lives should be about. You guys, everyone needs to sit down and make a reflection. We need to use what we've got. That unionism, that very coming together, we need to put it into a progressive use. All the time, you know, you should ask themselves, what are they going to contribute to this very movement? They should come on board. This is the time to do so.
But Val, you've spoken very eloquently, but in your opinion, what is stopping them? What is holding our people? What is stopping our people from coming forward to support, you know, worthwhile things like this? We had a guest write for Radio Biafra she's written two times now, a white woman in England writing for Radio Biafra saying, we support children in need. We support Amnesty International. We support all these other people. That Amnesty International and all these people, they rely on public donation and goodwill to survive. Yeah. Money don't come to them from heaven. People make it available to them. But people see the work that we are doing. Do they like the work? Or maybe they don't like Radio Biafra. I don't know. If they do, if as callers are saying, oh, we love Radio Biafra. If we don't listen to Radio Biafra, we can't sleep at night and all the rest of it. If that is the case, what is stopping our people? What is the problem? What is the impediment from supporting? As I'm speaking to you right now, we are looking for only 100 people. Only 100 people is needed to liberate Biafra from Nigeria. Only 100 people. Only. Living abroad. Not living in Nigeria. Only 100 people living abroad, and things will happen in Nigeria by next year. That's all. There's no need talking too much about it. But not everybody is like you. Not everybody is like Nenaya. Not everybody is like Kenneth David. Not everybody is like the few other people who manage to contribute on a regular basis to Radio Biafra. We say to them, if you don't give us help, how can we fight for you? Boko Haram is killing us. How do we confront Boko Haram? Is it with mouth or by going on the page of the newspaper and talking? We need to confront them with materials. We need to acquire those materials to meet them head on. How do we do it? Some people are praying and saying that God should go. When God is ready, he will help us. I don't know how that is going to be possible.
I share everything you've said, you know. I quite agree that all the organizations, every concept, every organization, every movement, they have to defend them. Our people they've relied so much on this very idea of once I take care of myself and take care of my wife and my kids, and telling that all is.
Hello? I think
you cannot by yourself build a hospital and also employ the professionals that will work on the hospital.
That is correct.
And provide good health care.
That is correct.
You need a system in place that will be funded.
Yes.
Now, we have stayed in Nigeria for 43 years after the end of civil war.
Yes.
You can't find any place in the whole of the southwest, southeast, northeast, not a single hospital that could take care of a cat when it's critically ill.
It's incredible. The children is in Abuja, Children's Hospital in Abuja. Can you believe that? Children's Hospital in Abuja and in Lagos, there is none where we come from. Absolutely none. So when a child is sick, the child will die.
I know. So you have to ask yourself, if you tell your family, you have your kids and you put them in the loud, big schools and you run your compound and you are there with your family, are you going to build roads as well?
No, you can't.
Are you going to be the one that is going to check the planes and the engines to see that everything is running from the gate?
You can't, no.
All the system has failed in that place we adopted as a country. And now they are killing us and hacking us down. as if we're animals. Those we have, we think represent us in Abuja, have disappointed us. They are ready to sell their moms for a good price.
Yes. You know, we use our mothers to make money for rituals. The mom that carried you in the stomach for 9 months, you go and bring her and looking for where to kill your mother so you can be rich. Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Our people need to wake up and join this very movement. We can no longer, we now know that someone like our late leader, the late Ikemba Odoku, may so rest in peace. It's hard to have someone like that again. But now we've got Bilye Human Rights Initiative. This is a super movement. That is what we need to replace. We can no longer have a super individual.
Yes.
Let us join the super movement.
Yes.
Let us join Radio Biafra. So spread the news and liberate ourselves from this very, I don't know what to call it. It's pathetic. This entity is gradually strangulating us.
Do we see it?
Ourselves.
Maybe we don't see it. Thank you very much, Valentine Osuala. You are very welcome to Radio Biafra. You are an esteemed member of this wonderful institution. Your valid contributions are welcome anytime. Thank you very much and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, we know we had our brother. We kept him on the line. Let us see if he's still there so we can continue the discussion that we had before. Anthony Obiola, are you still there?
Yeah, brother.
Yes, we were having a discussion before we took the call from Valentine. What do you think? We were talking about people who may have compromised with the name of Biafra. Do you know that the sin of somebody who used the name of Biafra to steal is greater than that of a Nigerian politician? Do you know that?
Of course.
Good. So when you have incontrovertible evidence before you that some people have used the sacred name of Biafra to commit impunity, what do you think should be done to that person?
Actually, we know the country we belong to and how things have been done.
Yes.
Even the judiciary is no more a judiciary.
That's correct, yes.
That is all to be. As for me, I believe that the good end or the good result will not come out from Nigerian aspect of it. If we say we should take these people to court, what I would just suggest is still the way Nigeria used to deal with these things, because Nigeria will come out on the screen, on the radio, and tell you this, then they will go behind and do the other thing. If someone has come to betray us, if someone has come to betray this Biafra, is a group of people have arranged to go to Nigeria and collect money on her behalf or whatever, and it has been confirmed by this movement that is spearheading Biafra now. What I'm suggesting is there is no need to waste much of our time. We have boys, we have people. We have people that can do the job very well. Target the people and deal with them, that's all. What we are fighting is not something we just get on a platter of peace, if there is a word like that. What we are fighting is something must die for something to live. It's just like justice in a jungle.
That's correct, yes.
So for me, what I'm suggesting is that those people should be eliminated. Because I'm keep on saying this, I remember what happened, just of what happened recently in Anambra State. P2B was there, and people, I know how Masubians, I was in Nigeria then, I know how Masubians helped to campaign for this young man. But in his state now was a state where they killed about 13 or to 20 people in the name of armed robber. Why these people are Masubians? The same thing happened in Imo State when Governor Achuki Udenwa was the governor of Imo State. Because of his political ambition to be the vice president or whatever, Obasanjo might have been promising him. He kept quiet and he ordered that Masubians that were having their meeting somewhere were shot. This kind of thing is not what this present movement should be looking down on. It's going to be fire to fire. If those people did whatever they did in the name of Biafra, let us arrange our boys and deal with them also. They have homes in Biafra land. Every woman likes to build house in his father's land. We can start from there, deal with those buildings, then waiting for him to come back. Or elsewhere, he can change his name and maybe he can decide to answer Awudu or whatever and live in Awudu land. No problem. We can forfeit those people.
Yes.
But for them to answer Okoronkwo Okeke and be betraying Okeke and Dokafo. Brother, I am in support of anything we do to do what? To uproot them. That is my own suggestion.
Thank you very much.
There is another,
There's another thing I want to
contribute.
Go ahead.
I want to contribute based on, you know, how Bob Marley, in one of his songs, he said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery.
Yes.
Nigerians have been, you know, blind a lot of us with hardship, with all sorts of things. For you to tell people about Biafra now, it seems that some of our Igbo people, it seems that you are making, you know, you are just wasting your time. But there are some certain, there is power in a spoken word. There is power in words. Even as you are lamenting each night from Radio Biafra, a lot of people's minds have been changing, even within my area. What I'm just suggesting now is, Biafra, we should have something like our national anthem. Because for over 15 years now, I've never sang a national anthem. We should have something like our, I pledge to their country, Nigeria, not my own country. Mm-hmm. We should have something like that. Then we start from the new children which have been born, the younger ones now, between 5, 10, 15 years. Begin to teach them, let that word tell them. There is power in the word. The word my father told me 20 years ago is still in my mind and is still working with me. How he, because my father was an ex-Biafran soldier, how they fought and what he asked me not to lose hope in this Biafran issue. Brother, I'm suggesting that those in editorial board or whatever should compose something like that, bring it out. Let us give it to our people and let the younger ones, forget about this adult and some of us that have been polluted. But for the young breed that are coming up, that will take over tomorrow, let us begin to rein them. Let this thing begin to be in them so that we will have a real, genuine Biafrans in future. That is number two. Then number three, sorry if I'm taking your time.
Go ahead.
Yesterday I wanted to comment, but I don't have that chance because the
it was very busy yesterday. Yes.
Because of the technical this thing you are having them. Another thing I want to suggest, you people have been complaining about fund.
Yes.
How to fund this? It's true. If the Biafrans that are the Biafran diaspora will be united, even just to contribute $1 all over the world where they are, which is nothing from anyone, just $1, Radio Biafra will be rich, even richer than some national radio station. But there is something I want us to do. Maybe towards the weekend, I'm just suggesting, this is personal opinion.
Go ahead.
That's what we used to do here in Nigeria those days. We say Ozekele or Ekelekelerem in the IBC or whatever, all those
hold that thought. Hold the thought with you. I'm not cutting you off because I'm hosting this program with you this evening, so stay where you are. Let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Hello.
Abuja, Nigeria,
kesi na akpọ nka bu radio Biafra nọ n'ikuku na agbasara ụwa niile ozi gaa n'ihu ka anyị chọrọ
ịnọ n'ikuku ugbu a.
Ikuku ka anyị nọ na-agbasa.
Ana m achọ unu ka nweta ịnọ n'ikuku, ha na-enweta na BlackBerry phone.
Anyị nọ n'ikuku
ugbu a.
Log in na
radio Biafra. Ana m log in, but ana m enweta, ana m afụ click nke ọbịa, ana m enweta, ana m enweta website ya dịtọ. Mafu the play the king icon.
Ega got to the right ngwa gana nke imi wota nya na nka ha gana nke biliehumanrights.org biliehumanrights
all human rights
biliehumanrights.org
ano mu radio Biafra Facebook ano mu na Twitter ano si na hancha.
That's good ngwa puta sina website imi wota nya na phone gi gana nke bilie ega hu button ga click na nke bilie ibanye ba ho zugbo.
Mana o nwere ihe nchọrọ ikwu ma unu na-ekwu na redio Biafra ya.
Ngwa gawa n'ihu na-ekwu.
Ịna-anụ?
Gaa n'ihu.
Kedu ihe mee na Igbo Question adịrọ na Igbo Channel adịrọ na DC DSTV ma ọ bụ other satellite. Betu Yoruba dị ya, Hausa dị ya. Ka anyị Igbo na-enyere anyị aka, enwe anyị aka. Ndị Igbo niile na-atịfu, nsọsọ oyibo ka ha ji act. Mana ya atịfu Yoruba, ndị Igbo ya direct ya. Aya ati nke Hausa, ndị Igbo ya direct. Mana ebe ya na chi Igbo, nwere ike ịfụ Igbo a na-eme.
Ị ma ihe mere?
Ihe e nwere ike ikwu maka ya. Anyị ebido fụgọta asụsụ anyị n'anya ọbara. ndị Igbo niile bi abụghị ebe a, onye nke nwa ya mere ọchị mbọ ha nnukwu Igbo, ọha na Igbo, sọtụ Igbo, ụmụ obere ụmụaka. Mana onye Yoruba nọrọ London, London na nwunye na Chika, onye Yoruba nọrọ ya, ọ ga-ebekọ ya na-akụziri ụmụ ya.
N'ihe mere na ihe na-ekwu dị n'akwụkwọ, kama na nke anyị dịtụ obere iche, ihe mere ya wụ n'ihi na ọ bụghị naanị asụsụ Igbo ka e nwe na mba Biafra. Anyị nwe EFIK, anyị nwe ka nwanne ya nwoke wụ nwanne ya nwaanyị wụ Ibibio, anyị nwe ụladị ndị Anangụ nọkwa ya, anyị nwe ụmụnne anyị ndị nọ na ndị mba mmiri nọkwa ya na-asụkwa asụsụ
nke ha. Mana mba na nke a bụrụ onye nọ Igbo asụsụ Yoruba, o nwere asụsụ ndị ọzọ. Yoruba nwekwara asụsụ ndị ọzọ abụrụ Yoruba.
Anyị ga-asụ n'Igbo, anyị ga-asụ akwụ ihe anyị ji na-akwụkwọ. Ọ kwụ ihe anyị na nwanne anyị nwoke nọkwa na Skype na-akparị ugbu a, ọ wụ ya wụ nkata anyị na-ewubu anyị na-akpa, anyị na-asị ọ bụ gịnị ka anyị ga-eme, n'ihi na ka m nyetụ gị ntụziaka, ọ bụrụ ihe redio Biafra nọ n'ikuku awa isii, awa asaa, awa asatọ, awa iri na abụọ n'ụbọchị niile, o nweghị ihe ga-ahapụ anyị iwepụta awa abụọ, awa atọ, awa anọ wee gbasara unu ozi n'asụsụ ala anyị, n'ihi na okwu Igbo bụ ihe na-atọ m ụtọ karịa shuga. Ọ na-akpa mbịrịbịrị, ahụrụ m asụsụ m n'anya, hụbiga ya oke. Ndị ma m ka m ma ọfụma ma m anụ m achọ isi Igbo oge ọbụla, kama na ihe mere ya bụ na enyemaka adịghị ka anyị nwee ike bulite asụsụ anyị elu. Ọ bịa bụ ihe anyị na-ekwu na-ekwusi ike, anyị hụ ụzọ anyị ga-esi wetara unu ihe onyonyo ga na-ekiri ekiri na TV, anyị weta ya taa echi echi. Kama na ihe mere n'ọbụ na enyemaka adịghị, enyemaka bụ ihe na-enye anyị nnukwute nsogbu. Anyị nweta enyemaka, o nweghị ihe
anyị na-akwụ n'ime. Atụmụ kọmentịrị Caroline Omumbe, I think.
Yes, onye ọcha dere.
Onye ọcha dere, nwaanyị onye ọcha. Onye anyị na-ekwukwa, ọ na-ekwukwa ka ndị Igbo, especially ndị nọ na diaspora, ka ha nwee ike mara ebe ha si pụta. Anya nwa onye Igbo na-anụ ya.
Nwaanyị
onye ọcha ọ na-anụ.
Ọ bụghị onye Igbo na-anụ ya. Ọ sị na onye na-alụ ya wụ onye West Indies, onye Caribbean na-alụ ya. Ya sị na ha chọgidere onye di ya, na ha chọgidere ha chọpụta na nna di ya ha wee ebe ha si pụta wee ebe anyị ka ha si kpọta ha na West Indies ka ha bịa gbaa ohu. Ịhụ na ya onye onye ọ bụghị na ọnwụ onye Igbo na-alụ ya na mba. Omụ onye Igbo, onye
na-alụ ya. Kọmentịrị ya na ụmụ akụtụ.
Ọ na-abụ akpọta oyi, anyị na-asị. Anyị achọghị enyemaka ndị nọ n'ụlọ na-ata ahụhụ. Ọ gwụla ndị ji ego n'ụlọ ka anyị
chọọ,
kama na ọ bụ ndị nọ n'ụlọ
oyibo, ndị nọ na diaspora.
Onwe onye detara akwụkwọ na redio Biafra si anyị hapụ ndị dị otu a n'ihi na ha agaala njem a mgbe mbụ na ụzọ adịchaghị mma, n'ihi nke a ka hapụ ilekwa anya na ọ Jizọ Kalụ. Ọ nwekwa ka o si mee anyị pọpi na Jos na 1999 mgbe ọ hapụrụ nwanne nwoke ekwu eme gbapụjọ Obasanjọ.
Ndị nne nwa niile nwegoro ọtụtụ iwe na mgbagwoju ugwu a amaghị ajụkwa m ka ndị Igbo n'ọrụ onwe ya, maka asị ebe a ka onye dịka obi ya na-adị.
Ha agawanụ, ha chọrọ akụnụba nke ụwa gawa, kama na ihe anyị na-aghaghị ichetara ha bụ nwunye Lọt ọ bụ gịnị gburu ya kwa akụnụba nke ụwa. Mgbe onye nwaanyị si ha si n'obodo ọjọọ wezụga onwe ha, ha nwaanyị atụgharịala anya n'azụ maka akụnụba nke ụwa, maka iyeri ntị, maka ọla ndị nke a na-agba n'olu, ndị nke a na-agba n'ụkwụ, ọghọ nnu akwụ ya,
ọghọ obi dị nnu.
Ọkwa ihe nnu kwuru, ọwụ mụ akwụkwọ nsọ kwuru, ọwụ ihe m kwuru. Kama ihe anyị na-agwa ha
Chineke ya gbaa unu ume, kama na ofu ihe mma bụ obodo anụnwa a na-akpọ Biafra ya emechaa kwụrụ. Ọ bụrụ na ọ n'iru nke anyị a jenereshọn tu kom
mba
ọhụrụ na-achakwa n'iru.
Atara m ahụhụ n'ihe Biafra, achọrọ m ya tata echi n'ihu anya m ka m ga-eji anya m abụọ hụ Biafra. Ọ bụghị na ọnwụ
mba ọ bụrụ ndị
yes
ndị masọb ọ bụrụ na ịgbada na afụfụ ndị anwa kpọrọ masọ bụ na ata ụmụ Igbo ị na-asị ma ọwụ ike ka Biafra ga-esi nwere onwe ya. Afụfụ ha na-ata ụmụ Igbo ya ụmụchi anya na-eme ihe na-asị eme ka ta Biafra nwere onwe ya ọta bụrụ ozi onye amị ma onye ahụrụ masọ bụ mapụta n'ilo. Ka ọ bụ na ọ dịtụ mmadụ bara na wasọ ụmụ iji media pandemic of when a men punina and
Pumpunina di Chiche. I hang out one nine, you okay, like I know a guy, any Guyana, of why not, but an abalia. Eh, Wahani, your job, we your job. Kande na nanya hani ya chula hiyo njoo mbwe mbubu eziyoku. Asini eziyoku ka akuka ntuli ona akuko ona abaki hiyo. Ebo obule eziyoku batara hiyo manabati ya. Anya asi na wande banyi no mwe hiyo ka eziyoku. Hiyo mrende madajina abuwa radio Biafra so ni hina ineku eziyoku. Hahu ngebe eziyoku hako oso. Ni hina ndie banyi ato hinu eziyoku. Onye banyi meri hiyo njoo odiko tubu ojizo kala dege poti yesi ya. Ojizo kalo, obu gini mene mbe gina wane gisi do gazi oku. Na jos, e hapu wane gini. Baku chendi oku.
Majini yobu do, kwe ma najini yobu do rapu kuro kwe ne.
Ona naso na awosa no. Gii lute si ubuya, gii lute
si ubuya. Iwe toara awosa.
Naso awosa, gii lute chizi asu ubuya. Na wakam ni uwe zibo ya mwafi ibo. Ndi ibo suru utu oso, iwe ara. Aya kama sege mbana, uko utu ya kusi mewo. Gini mene wane, ojizo kalo.
Ibo mwere sogu, ibo mwere
sogu. Radio Biafra na ai ga gwa hori anka ndewo wanne mwo kan nam gozie ga cho ebe Radio Biafra na osu anyi meputa program nke fora fon no ndewo
odimma
ndewo
dalu
ndewo biko kala I'm now beginning to speak Igbo. Are you there? Are you still there?
Yeah, brother, I'm here. I'm
well
here.
I'm sure you overheard our conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Great. So you see that what we are saying and saying about MASOP is not restricted to what we are doing. A lot of people say to us, oh, don't say it. Oh, don't say it. Oh, don't say it. And what they fail to understand is that Biafra is pure. Biafra is like gold. It doesn't tolerate impurity within it. That is what some people don't understand. If you dig up gold and you leave gold, gold remains that way forever and ever and ever. Nothing comes to it. Biafra is pure. It is sacred. You cannot contaminate Biafra or allow something that is capable of contaminating Biafra to remain in existence while you're pursuing Biafra. It's not possible.
You are right.
Absolutely. So that's what we're saying. Unless you repent from your sins. We love MASOP people. We love the members of MASOP. We've met them before. We've addressed them in the past. But the problem is that they are the leadership. The leadership of the movement is presenting a monumental obstacle to the realization of Biafra. The leadership of MASOP is an impediment. They are on the same league as Hausa Fulani people when it comes to stopping us from getting Biafra. And we have evidence to prove it. It is very, very bad. So all we are asking them to do is to stay away from the fight that we have with the Nigerian government. Not to get involved in the fight. I will put on air so that the whole world will hear. Do you know that MASOP is going about arresting other Biafrans and handing over to Nigerian police? Do you know that?
This is abomination.
Okay. I will interview Emmanuel Moluoku from Newi tomorrow live on the air. He will give you the name of the person that took him in 2010 when P2B was running for the second time. Radio Biafra said no, told so-called Biafrans that P2B is bad news. They said no, let's leave him, let's vote for him. We gave these two people leaflet to go and distribute at Oka and Newi, advising people, warning people, telling them the dangers of voting in P2B, because this was the same man that killed MASOP members. This was the same man that we campaigned for, but he ended up killing our people. Do you know what they did to Emmanuel Moluoku and the other person that was with them? Do you know who arrested them at Oka and gave to Nigerian SSS?
No.
MASOP members.
Actually, if we should correct this error, let us not call it MASOP, because I'm still referring to the old MASOP I know. These people just came in and they claimed that they are MASOP. You understand? Because I was a member of that as a movement before I left, and it was not like that. So let us, because I would like in a situation where we should go and reform them. We should go and reform them so that we will be one. For issue of bringing this virus into us now is a problem. Personally, I don't like it. Let us not be calling those people MASOP. Even when MASOP was MASOP, then when Wazirike was spearheading during Obasanjo regime, there was a time some Igbos. We are fighting against them.
So we should not call those people Masoob. Someone will just come and claim that he's a Masoobian and do whatever he's doing. That is it. But let us, so that organization can be on its own. But if it cannot, we can wipe it off and, you know, form a new one and move on. Because all I know, all I want, and all I believe is for the actualization of Biafra soon, by the special grace of God.
Yeah, it is the realization of Biafra, because Biafra existed before Nigeria came into existence. Biafra existed from 1967 to 1970. What we are in the process of doing is realizing Biafra. You cannot actualize something that's already in existence. You cannot actualize it. It is the realization of it. So we are not pursuing our independence from Nigeria, because you pursue independence from something that is organic. What we are asking for is to take us back to where we were before the white man came. We don't want anything to do with Hausa, Fulani people. We don't want anything to do with Yoruba people. They can stay in their own place. Hausa people can stay where they are. We want to be on our own. It's as simple as that. I want to be on my own. Shouldn't be causing any problem. After all, we were on our own before the white man came. Unless people are saying that the white people are God, then, because it's only God that can create a country, not man. So, thank you very much, our brother. And if you can...
Brother, go on. There is something I was just trying to suggest before you caught me up.
Go ahead.
The issue of way of raising funds for Radio Biafra, so that Radio Biafra will be... maybe if towards the weekend, you guys can... have a kind of maybe somebody from Europe want to greet his brothers in Asia or in America. You know, you pay some, you buy it a kind of package. Then through that means you guys will realize some amount of money to move on with this vision. Let it not die.
So what stops people? I'm just suggesting. So are you saying that, I like your suggestion, it's very good, but are you saying that we need to commercialize Radio Biafra before our people can realize that Radio Biafra is fighting for their salvation, before our people can realize that Radio Biafra is the only medium that unites Biafrans from all over the world? Are you telling me that we have to be selling something to people to be able to function as a station, yet we are saying we want to be free from Nigeria? If we cannot support Radio Biafra and support Bilie Human Rights Initiative to fight the case in Nigeria, how can you support your army when you raise them? How can you support your fighters when you raise them? Or you, do you think that you can go with empty hands and you go to Boko Haram and you negotiate with them? Do you think you can go with empty hands to Buhari to negotiate with them to leave Nigeria? Or do you think that they are just going to allow you to go from Nigeria just like that and be clapping for you as you're going? Is that what we think? Are we children? The Hausa people have $18 billion US dollars to fight to keep Nigeria one because of the oil money they're getting. Do you think they're going to be clapping for you as you're leaving Nigeria, saying, oh, bye-bye, well done? Is that what you think? Let us think again. If you are interested in Biafra, if you claim you love Biafra, and you are not prepared to sacrifice anything to get Biafra, you are not a true Biafran. You are not even a Biafran at all. You are just a paper Biafran. You're not the real stuff. Because this campaign is going to take a lot to accomplish it. Anybody who thinks that by praying and fasting you get Biafra, the person is mad, is a lunatic. Thank you very much for calling, and keep listening to Radio Biafra and keep spreading the good news about Radio Biafra. And may God bless you where you are, my brother. Thank you very much, Obilo Anthony. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, if you're joining us, as we've been saying, that this is Radio Biafra, we're coming to you from London. It's a very late broadcast this evening, but if you're lucky enough to be on Skype or you have Radio Biafra studio number, please do not hesitate to call us. We have a lot of people on the line. I don't know if Cornelius is still there. Cornelius Bastin is still there. He can call us back if he wants to. But I think we have somebody else on the line at the moment. I respect and admire the dedication of some of our listeners. It is absolutely amazing. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Austin, can you hear us, that this is Radio Biafra? No, I don't think Austin, can you hear us? No, I don't think he can. Maybe please, Austin, try and call us back. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, I'm a distributor of Radio Biafra in London. I'm alone this evening. I've been kept company by our brother, Christian Obilo, and also by Valentine Osuala, and also the caller we had from Abuja as well. That goes to show the dedication. The people who are awake up until this time, to them I call the real Biafrans, because of their dedication, because of their sacrifice, because they have stayed awake up until this time. But what we are saying, and saying very diligently and without hesitation, is that we need to be able to move the Biafran struggle forward. We don't want to be at the same place talking about the same thing all the time. We want the whole world to know about what we are doing. If we have to organize protests in every city, in every major city all around the world, it will take logistics to be able to do so. If we need to organize ourselves to make our voice, you know, come out on the street and mobilize people, it is going to take quite a lot. That is why your support is needed. If you want us to go and start talking to corrupt politicians, we will become corrupt in the process. We don't want to do that. We are relying on good Biafrans to be able to make things happen. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Can you raise your voice, please?
Hello?
Yes, raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra, your truth to the whole world. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Can you hear me, please?
Very, very well. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Go ahead. The world is listening. People are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to make a contribution based on the point that people are saying this night.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Go ahead, then. I'm listening. And so is our listeners all over the world. Go ahead.
Okay, the point I want to make...
And what is your name and where are you calling from before you proceed?
Okay, I am Cornelius Basting, calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland, go ahead.
Yeah. So, the point I want to make to our listeners is this.
Go ahead, we are listening. Why you're pausing, Cornelius? Please keep talking on Skype. We're listening to you. You're pausing.
Okay.
Keep talking.
We are talking about how we can... support Radio Biafra.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, how we can raise funds for Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Yeah, what I'm trying to contribute is this. Is it possible for us to raise a committee? Raise a committee that can move around every part of the world to see Biafrans, wherever they are living, to discuss with them on how to raise this very fund for Biafra to stand?
It's a very wonderful suggestion, and we start with you in Switzerland. Our people in Australia, Isaac Ugumba is organizing the people in Australia to raise the funds to buy a 3,000 kilowatt transmitter that can carry our signal all over West Africa. It will be mounted in Biafra land. Now, you can also do something similar in Switzerland. You can start the committee yourself. You can form it yourself and contact your friends all over the place. Contact Radio Biafra. We give you the go ahead and you do what you need to do. This is your radio station. It is yours. It doesn't belong to me. I am here to host this program. I am here to direct it, to make sure that Radio Biafra is on the air. That is my duty to my people until when I'm required back home to do far more greater assignment, which I will take on gladly anytime, any day. But for now, this radio station belongs to you that is calling Radio Biafra. It is yours. If you want it to close, it will close. If you want it to be on air, it will be on air. It is not ours. It doesn't belong to anybody.
God forbid for this to close. It will not close.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. It will not close. We're really enjoying it. Okay. On my own side, I will do what I will need to do. Yeah. But I also believe that if you people set a committee to oversee all these activities, it will also be good.
Okay, Cornelius. What we want to do is that after our conversation on Skype, you can send us your private number. You can send us your telephone number, so we can get one of the staff to contact you tomorrow. Too, it's a very good idea. So that in each country, we set up a committee in each country to make sure, because it's not just for Radio Biafra. We have a legal team of Bilie Human Rights Initiative. They will be in court in the next few hours in Owerri. Campaigning in Owerri, arguing that for the very first time, this is what people don't know, because our people don't understand the value of most things. For the very first time in the history of Nigeria, Biafra is being mentioned in a court of law, not because they are trying people or they are charging you for treason. Ask yourself, why is it that they are charging some people with treason, yet we are in court arguing with them? If you see the file we submitted to them, you marvel. It is more than treason on its own, but they can't do anything because we have the weight of the law behind us, and because they know that we are untouchable. We did a lot of things before we started this thing, you see. We did a lot of research. We know how to bring Nigeria down. Nigeria will collapse in front of everybody's eyes. They will see it. We are not boasting. We are not saying that we are going to accomplish what nobody ever did before. No. But there are two things we have. We have truth. We have perseverance. Yes. And we have diligence. Those three things at our disposal, nothing can stop us. We are very honest, very clean people, as we are.
Yeah.
That is why you will never hear anything, not one allegation, not one, against anybody, either within Radio Biafra or within Bile Human Rights Initiative. None whatsoever. None in any way, shape, or form. That is why they cannot go against us. Because they know the caliber of people that they are facing. And Nigeria themselves are the ones running away, not us. And we can never run from them. Radio Biafra went home. I spearheaded Radio Biafra back in Biafra land and from Lagos. I broadcasted from Lagos and I told them, I am in Lagos, broadcasting from Lagos. You cannot do anything. And they did nothing. They can't do anything to us. Because what we are asking for is what God gave to our ancestors. I'm not asking them to give me anything from Nigeria. I am asking you to let me go back to where I was before the white man came. That's what I'm asking for. I was there before Lord Lugard and his men, the West Africa Frontier Force, came in. We were there before they came. My language is Igbo language. You ask me, you're saying to me that for me to interact with a Yoruba person, I have to speak English. For me to speak to Hausa people, I have to speak English. What sort of nonsense is that? That is not my culture. I'm in England. I can't say to them in England, English is no more your language. You have to speak French. Or you have to speak Igbo. Or Ibibio. Or Kalabari. Or Efik. I can't say that to them. Can I? Can I come to England and say, you must speak Igbo language today?
Impossible.
Is that proper? So why must they come to me and tell me I have to speak English? If I accept what they are saying to me, that means I am an inferior being to them. If I allow the creation of Lord Lugard to be sustainable in Nigeria, any day you allow Nigeria to exist, that day you are saying that the white people are God and that you are nothing. Only God can create nations, not man. Only God can create a nation and give them their language, give them their culture, give them their value system, give them everything, not man-made. Any country built by man always collapses. Yugoslavia collapsed, Russia collapsed, even Eritrea collapsed. That is why in the history, go and check history. Check history tonight, my brother, and we are telling all our listeners, because at Radio Biafra, we'll research our facts before we come on air. That is why no empire has ever survived. Every empire comes to an end. The Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, the Assyrian Empire, the Mongols, the Habsburgs, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Every empire comes to an end. Even Hitler's empire.
Even Russia.
Russia. Okay. Every empire in this world. Do you know why they come to an end? Do you know why empires collapse? Every empire, because they are all man-made. They were won through conquest. They are not God's creation. Only God can create a nation, because in a nation is the footprint of the Almighty Himself. You cannot change it. It's an organic process. That is why every empire in the history of humanity always comes to an end, because they are man-made. Nigeria will come to an end because it has an expiry date. Expiry date is next year. If you and I and other people as Biafrans allow Nigeria to continue into 2015, that means we are not well.
Okay.
Okay. Send in your number and we shall contact you.
Okay. That's what I want us to do, to people to also exploit. It's going to help also.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Igbos all over the world, we used to have a meeting called Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo.
Yes.
So I believe that if people can organize a committee and send a people that will go there and talk with all the Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo all over the world, they can be of help to this very Biafran radio.
Yes, but the people that we're going to send, they will have to buy flight ticket and fly, isn't it?
It's true.
Exactly. So that is why where you are in Switzerland, you are in Europe. You can talk to other people in Europe. It's not very difficult. It's called, if you walk into your bank tomorrow and put money for Radio Biafra, we'll be able to receive it. All the details are on the website. It's very easy. go there, as you said, because the thing that is happening, as Dr. Ekemba said a while ago, is like I'm looking for my brother Cornelius. You stay there. We have a caller from Nigeria. Stay where you are. Don't go away. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. They have left us. They have left us. If you call Radio Biafra, you stay on the line. Cornelius, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Wonderful. We may get. Yeah. We are hosting the program this night with our callers, you see. As you are on here, you stay here until we finish discussing the issues that you yourself raised personally. What we want you to do is this. You're in Europe. On Radio Biafra website, you see all the details to your right-hand side. If you click on it, it will tell you how to support Radio Biafra. In Nigeria, how to support Radio Biafra. In Biafra land, how to support us. In Europe, if you walk into your bank tomorrow and say you want to, you know, give money to Radio Biafra, they will accept it and put it right there in front of you. It will reflect in our Lloyds Bank account here. People must understand that Radio Biafra is doing what no other person can do. No other radio station can do what we are doing. Go and ask them and they will tell you that they cannot do it. So we need everybody's support to be able to make what we are doing successful. We have many things we can do. Don't you want to see Gowon taken to court to answer for the people that died? Don't you want to see the bones of Awolowo exhumed for the atrocity, for the death of our people? Don't you want us to have a memorial to remember our war dead? Don't you want reparations paid to our people? What drives me mad is that our people don't think properly sometimes. Most of them don't think. Not all of them, because some Biafrans think properly. Can you tell me why they killed us and they took our money? Now they're going to give money to people that are killing us. Does that make any sense?
It's very, very bad.
Does it make any sense? How are you going to fight all these things? Are they saying that Nnamdi Kanu, Uchemefo, Ekemba, Amarachi Okpara, Imam Mezu, and Chukwuma Ebunezi Ekpa should now take, we fund Radio Biafra from our money, from that same money that we are funding Radio Biafra, we take Gowon to court, from that same money, we take Nigeria to court in Nigeria? Oh, for goodness sake, let our people be reasonable a bit. We need the help of everybody. If we meet politicians in Nigeria, they will compromise the struggle. They will sell it. They will sell the struggle, because he who pays the piper dictates the tune. We don't want anybody to tell us what to say. We want you, the listeners, to tell Radio Biafra what to do. And anything the listeners tells Radio Biafra is what we do. We don't listen to any other person, because this station is owned by Biafran people, not by an individual. So you send us your telephone number, we will contact you, and you can start tomorrow by giving whatever help that you can, because greater one is coming. If they call you to go and serve Biafra when Boko Haram attack us, I'm sure you will come.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And thank you very much for your contribution. Send us your telephone number, or you can send us a text. You can send us a text message to the studio number, or you can send us an email. If you want to support the initiative, if you want to be part of the committee that will help sustain Radio Biafra and give us a television station also, so that our people, wherever they are, will be able to receive this wonderful news that Radio Biafra is preaching every night. Please, you can text us your details to +44 78 31 30 8376, or you can send us an email at contact@radiobiafralondon.com. contact@radiobiafralondon.com. Okay. Cornelius, thank you very much, and God bless you in Switzerland. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're just joining us, that we are coming to you slightly later this evening than earlier advertised. If you've been trying to call us and you've not been able to get through, please do bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. It is that way. This program is running very, very late. We've now been on air for approximately an hour 35 minutes. An hour 35 minutes we've been on air. We had a brother that called in yesterday from Mexico. Unfortunately, he's not able to get us. Let us see if this is the person who called earlier. This is Hello? Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you're calling from, please, if you may.
My name is Augustin Udoga. I'm calling from Poland.
From Poland. Augustin, yes. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to first appreciate your work.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's very great work. At the same time, I was the one who posted in Facebook about playing foreign against Nigerian.
Okay. Is that you? Yes. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, it's me. Yes.
Wonderful.
And I mean every word of it.
Yes.
But I saw that the rain already started to fall in northern side from Chad and other militants against northern Nigerians.
Yes, yes, yes. Good.
Yes, I still want to reach out to our people, Igbo people who live in the north, if it's possible for them to start to think how to return back to Igbo east side.
Yes, of course. As you're saying this, they are listening. The whole world is listening to Radio Biafra. This is the only station that is listening to by every corner of the globe. Everyone is listening.
I hear a story about Governor Peter Obi in Anambra State, because I myself am from Anambra State, Obosi, Idemili North local government.
Yes.
Which I know very, very well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the difficulty we have with Peter Obi is that a lot of people worked for Peter Obi. Not many people know that when Peter Obi came to London with His Excellency, Dame Odumegwu Ojukwu, that a lot of us worked for him, campaigned for him, set up seminars for him to attend when he came in from the United States with on a trip with Victor May in those days. We hosted them here, as I said in an interview I gave to Sun newspaper. We did everything for him.
Yes,
we are told that APGA is the political equivalent of MASOP. Then we are going to get Biafra through it. We didn't know they lied to us, but that is how life is.
Yes, I remember everything how it was cut and happened, and Anambra State gave him support because of the influence of Odumegwu Ojukwu himself,
yes,
who supported him. Today, he was a very great shame to people of Anambra State.
It is we are hoping, you know, the most painful thing is that why people can, if I am a governor of a state, for instance, and you have, you know, people like agitating for Biafra or MASOP members, and they're agitating and they are being comforted, you try and find them meaningful employment, accommodate them and find them decent employment, not becoming multi-pack pals, going to the market and disturbing people. No, you create work for them, you find meaningful employment for them. But my brother on Skype, please hold on, Austin, let's take this call on the phone. Don't go away, stay where you are. Okay, stay where you are. This is Radio
Hello?
Biafra. This is your name, please, and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Chidi Chukwuma calling from Austria.
Okay, Chukwuma from Austria. Go ahead, the world is listening.
Yes, I am calling on behalf of the effort that you people have been doing about the Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
And to congratulate you guys for what you are doing.
Yes.
And I'm right now I'm listening to Radio Biafra, and I wish to know exact time they used to be online, the live.
we normally we're on air at 7 PM, but today we have some problems. 7 PM every evening, yes. London time, 7 PM.
I'm hearing,
yes, 7 PM London time every evening, yes. Okay.
Okay. There is something I really want to complain, because when Benjamin Onwuka contacted me about the plans and only good state about Biafra. Yeah?
Yes.
I sent some money to them, to the assistant, when they locked them up at Enugu State.
Yes.
Which they used to them for their dollars. I sent some money to them then. And I don't know the reason why they are not trying to rapport together like the MASOP and the sex, the Wicked group and these guys. I don't know what they are really doing down there. And I wish you feel better when you let us talk to them to be in unity, first of all, before we achieve whatever we need.
Yes, I understand what you're saying and I accept it. But the difficulty we have, as we have always said before, is this. When you try to put the leadership of something as important as Biafra in one human being, you compromise that person.
Yes.
You compromise that individual. You don't put it in one
actually,
because that was what happened.
Actually, the two.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Well, let's talk to us. Go ahead.
Yeah, Actually, they told me there were about 50 or more than 100 people locked up, including old women and men, my Igbo people. So I was so angry. I mean, okay, what can we do to solve the problem? They told me one Samuel, I don't know, I forget the family name now, but he was using an account with the guys, paying the money, and finally, this guy called me, being a co-worker, congratulating me for that effort. I said, good, that's nice that all of them are free now, but since that time, I've not seen any improvement again. I mean, everything is quite different from what I'm hearing now.
Yes, it's rather very sad. There's an adage where we come from. You see, it is better for people to discover for themselves. You see, when you are fighting something as important as Biafra, you have to go and do. Listen, it is so sacred that before you come into Biafra, you need to go and ask your God that made you, do you want me to do this thing? And why am I doing it? When you don't answer those questions and you come into Biafra because you want to, of what you can gain from Biafra rather than what you can put in, because anybody can go to jail. You can make noise now and go to jail, and they jail you for 2-3 years and they give you 1 billion. You will take it. If there are some people, if you offer them 1 million naira and say, go to prison for 3 years, I'll give you 1 million naira. In fact, before you finish it, they will lock themselves up in the cell. They will put themselves in the prison. What we are saying is not how you started the journey, is how you end it. And the thing about Biafra is that Biafra is a sacred calling. We keep saying this thing all the time. If you are not led by the spirit, you cannot achieve Biafra.
Yes. Okay, please, I'm happy I'm talking to you, and while I'm talking, I'm still hearing that you are live on radio now.
Of course, we are live. We don't lie at Radio Biafra. If we are not live, we tell you. Yeah. If we are, we tell you. We don't lie here.
I love that. I love that, my brother. Please, I need all my people to know that we need unity in this issue now. Thank God I connected to that. You can see my talk. I had this information already from Facebook. On my profile, people used to post about it in their flat in the beginning of the Chikuma with my name from Facebook. I don't see that in Austria. Please, if there are any efforts, they need anything we can do to continue. Like, we are not down there in our home. Anything we can do to support them there to move ahead for the progress of we achieving our goals. I am 100% out. I'm ready to stand by my people. Please.
Thank you very much. We are grateful. What we want you to do is very simple. We want you to go to Radio Biafra website this evening after the program and go and leave us a comment or leave us a message or send us your details. Your number will be saved. You're calling from Austria. God bless you where you are and bless the whole of Biafra. Thank you very much. Yes, let us see if our brother is still on the line. Austin, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Did you overhear the conversation?
Yes, I overhear.
Absolutely wonderful. Please go ahead.
Yes, so about Peter Obi, I want to finalize his issue. It's a minor issue concerning Biafra struggle.
Yes.
And his problem must be dealt with, for sure. But I want to put more concern concerning this meeting between the Biafra meeting about the Wazirike case, because I'm following the case every here and there.
Yes.
Yes, I waited to know what would be an outcome, and I hope to hear it in the Radio Biafra, so to know the next step to take immediately.
You mean the Wazirike case in terms of the treason?
Yes, because first we need to
is free. He has not been arrested. He is free, moving about. He is in good terms with Good Luck Jonathan, so we suspect he's not going anywhere, as a matter of fact. So he's in good terms with Jonathan.
Jonathan himself is not an trust foundation for Nigerians. It's a big shame.
That is correct. Let us try and take this call. Let us try and stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello?
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name. Speak up because the whole world is listening. Your name and where you're calling from. They have left the line. If you call Radio Biafra, you speak. Austin, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, wonderful. Please round up because there are a few other people queuing up to speak to us, please.
Okay, I want to finish about the situation of Waziri. We need to set him free from Nigerian government.
He is not in prison. He is not in prison. And we have said it at Radio Biafra. If Nigeria goes after him, we will go after Nigeria. We don't want him to be tried for treason. We don't want anything to happen to him. We have made that very clear to Nigeria. We have written to them to let them know that Radio Biafra will not accept Owasulike being arrested or tried for treason. We've made that very clear in the past.
Yes, finally. But good luck, Jonathan. He has to understand that he has no more chance to continue to be the president of Nigeria in 2015 to come.
Absolutely.
So if I were him, he has to start from now to think about how to declare their friend sovereign state to stand as a man he is.
I doubt if he's able to do that, but we'll try and see what happens.
Yes.
We keep our fingers crossed.
Because outside people will not bury him and he will not die in the north.
I hope so.
Have to think about.
I sincerely hope so. And thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And God bless you where you are. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we'll be closing the program in the next 17 minutes or thereabout. If you want to get your call in, you try and do it as quickly as possible. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm presenting this program from the studios of Radio Biafra in London. It's a bit late now. It's after 11 p.m. at night. 30 minutes past 11 to be absolutely precise. I am all on my own. And I've been kept company by you fantastic and wonderful listeners. And also by those of you who have managed to call in this evening. We've received calls from, as usual, from a variety of countries. And we welcome all of you. Your suggestions are in good order. We want Biafra to be one family, one close, indivisible family founded on truth, transparency, and honesty. That is the only criteria that we set, that whoever is upholding the struggle for Biafra, if you're discussing Biafra, if you're harboring any intention of leading Biafra, please be truthful, be transparent, and be very honest. That is all we insist upon. Do not lie to our people. Do not deceive our people. Let everybody learn from Radio Biafra. If we are not on air, we say we are not on air. If we are not live, we say we are not live. That is the cardinal principle upon which Radio Biafra was founded. We always speak the truth all the time. Once again, if you want to call, you know the number to call. If you want to join us on Skype, you know, also know how to join us on Skype. It seems we have a caller on Skype. We have a lot of people not sleeping tonight. A lot of Biafrans who are awake, waiting and hoping to listen to Radio Biafra, which is a very good thing. And if we can get Okoye Augustine on the line, I'll be very grateful. For some reason, the connection is not going through. We have made it finally. Is he there? No, he's gone. We'll try and bring him back. I think he's calling from Ukraine. Okoye Augustine normally calls from Ukraine. Please, if you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. Let us go to a caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, Lawrence and Ikechukwu. We have you on Skype. Are you there? No, we've lost him. His connection is very weak. We have lost him. If you want to join Radio Biafra, you know what to do. Go to www.radiobiafra.co. Radiobiafra.co. If you want to join us, that is where you need to go to. Or you go to bilierhumanrights.org. Bilierhumanrights.org is how you can also get Radio Biafra. We are talking about support. We have a lot of things to do in Biafra. We have a lot of fights to carry out. Not physical fighting with guns and machetes and all the rest of it. We have a lot of work to do. And we need the help of every genuine Biafran to be able to do so. This evening, we brought you our program very late, for which we do apologize for. Our normal time for programming is 7 p.m. every evening. Our normal time for programming is 7 p.m. every evening. If you want to join Radio Biafra, that is when to start listening to us. Your calls can then come in from 7:30 p.m. every evening as well. 7:30 p.m. every evening, you can then call Radio Biafra to air your views. This is the only place you can come to, and you can say anything you want to say. You can be very free because we give you the platform to do so. When you speak on Radio Biafra, the whole world hears your voice. Once you speak on Radio Biafra, the whole world hears your voice. We are not going away. We are just taking a very brief interlude, as they will say. We'll try and replay our song, our patriotic song, All Hail Biafra, and then we shall continue as we have been doing this evening. Please do not go away wherever you are. I'm Onnamdi Kanu, and I'm bringing you Radio Biafra this evening from London, and you, the listeners, are the ones keeping us company. Whatever you do, please do not go away. Thank you very much, and God bless you. But we're not leaving. We are going to be here up until 11:30. Do not go away. This is Radio Biafra from London. And that is Levinus. Please give us your name. Levinus, are you there? Give us your full name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Levinus G. Chukwuma, calling from Austria.
From Austria. Austrian people are wonderful people. They have pledged to support Radio Biafra from tonight, including our brother from Switzerland. I hope you follow suit and do this. Levinus, can you... I think we have lost your connection. Levinus, please do try and call us back. We have lost your connection. try and call us back, please. And your line was very clear, so I'm slightly surprised as to why the connection didn't hold. But I do recommend, I do suggest that you try and call us back, please, if you can. It's important that we capture as many calls as possible in the next 10 minutes because Radio Biafra will be ending tonight's program in the next 10 minutes, 11:30 p.m. in the United Kingdom. If you're just joining us, because we can see that the reposting and retweeting of this program is ongoing by Uche Mefo and Zini Eziada, who has been doing a very commendable work on the Facebook page. We ask people to please get your friends to go and like Radio Biafra page. It is important. Get your friends to like Radio Biafra page. This is Radio Biafra. Lawrence, can you hear me? No, Lawrence, your connection is not very good. It keeps tripping, so I recommend and I suggest you look for a far more stable line. We've been working with this line for a while now and there's been no difficulties or any problems associated with it. So why we are having this problem now, I do not know. It could be from your own side because our connections are very strong over here in the studio. We are reporting this evening that the struggle for Biafra will take a new dimension in the next few hours because the lawyers for Biafra, led by barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, will be at the Federal High Court 2 in Owerri with the Honorable Justice Shuaibu presiding to present the case of Biafra, to enter into opening arguments, to present the case for the independence of Biafra through the legal means. We want to be able to go to court and present our case to the entire world to let them understand that nothing is going to stand in our way. We want to defeat Nigeria morally. We want to defeat them intellectually. We want to defeat them in every way, legally as well, so that nobody can stand in our way when the time comes for us to leave. After the court case, after we must have won the court case, we then go ahead and obviously have our referendum, which we are hoping to have. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Ozoma, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. For some reason, I hope it is not connection problem from our end because everything seems to be working okay from here. Please, we ask you to try and call back. It seems to me that these are connections from Nigeria. I don't know what is wrong with it, but we shall try once again. Ozoma, are you there? Hello, are you there? Can you hear us? Ozoma, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. No, it's not working. They can't hear what we are saying. It's rather very unfortunate. If you can call on the phone, please try and do so. If you can call the studio line of Radio Biafra, please try and do so. You know the number to call. The number is consistent. It is there all the time for all to access. Let us try and take this call and see if what we can be able to get from them. Please, we recommend, we ask you to try and call us back on Skype. And whatever you're doing, wherever you are, make sure that Radio Biafra is close to your heart. This is Radio Biafra. Uche Mefo is on the line. The whole world is listening. What would you like to say? We came very late this evening, as a matter of fact. But please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. The whole essence of Radio Biafra is to make sure that the whole world, the Biafran people, the friends of Biafra, know the truth about the sufferings of Biafrans in the construction called Nigeria. And so far, Radio Biafra is vindicating itself that we have a lot of challenges on the way. For instance, this now we started late, just like you have said. This is because of a number of issues, building on logistics. And of course, the financing aspect of the media project. It is very unfortunate that every time people call Radio Biafra, they keep encouraging, we like what you're doing, we like everything.
God will help you, God will help us. After everything, the person goes back and starts sleeping. Freedom fighting, as a matter of fact, is not a tea party. You must spend money, you must do the working, you must work the work, you must put whatever you have. You must be concentrating on the principal issues, which is emancipation of our people. But none of our people are doing all this. And it is very disheartening. It is not the Radio Biafra editorial board members that will get us Biafra. They are just the custodian of the media project, the media campaign we are running, which, of course, belongs to the entire Biafran people. So every Biafran, every woman, wherever you are, friends of Biafra, you have stake in Radio Biafra. It is your own. You must make conscious effort to make sure that this succeeds. The question we will all be asking ourselves is, what have we done for Biafra, not what Biafra can do for you, or not what you can gain from Biafra, or from Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra has vindicated itself, time without numbers. All the predictions have come to pass, and I don't see any reason why people should be doubting Radio Biafra's resolve and people behind it at succeeding in getting what we are looking for. The ball is in the court of every Biafran, every woman, wherever you are. Rally around and make sure that Radio Biafra completes its mission. On the other hand,
yes,
there are so many other issues that are bothering on the logistics and commitment of Biafran people to the Biafran cause. Nigeria is crumbling on every person there. The new human rights initiative representing the indigenous people of Biafra is going back to court tomorrow to make the case for Biafra.
Yes.
And we enjoin every man and woman of goodwill, all Biafrans, all friends of Biafra, to support that initiative.
Absolutely. Uche, you have a very important point making. Please hold on to it because you're going to be with me for a while. Go to Skype and take this call. You call her on Skype. You're through to the world via Radio Biafra here in London. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Ebuzo Kim Akolam. I'm speaking from Dublin.
From Dublin. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, the reason why I'm calling is because I found out yesterday that this is a site, or this is a Skype I can reach. I can reach the Radio Biafra and which I've been interested in Biafra. Even while I was in Nnamdi University, I was a member and a staunch member of Biafra Association of Nnamdi University.
Oh, so you have such an association there? You have such an association at the university there?
Yeah, but secretly.
Oh, that's very good. That's very, very good. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, in effect, I have not been having an update of what has been happening ever since we left Oka, because we left without having it every contact of us. And besides, I lost my phone while I was living back to abroad.
Yes.
Anyway, I just want to find out, I just want to get the real update of what is like, what way are we heading to, Biafra is heading to.
Have you been to Radio Biafra website?
Yeah, there was a guy called you on the phone and we
spoke. Have you been to the
chatted
new,
for like about 30 minutes?
That's correct. Have you been to the new Radio Biafra website?
No, I have not.
I suggest you do that because you're live on air at the moment and we are broadcasting to the whole world. So what we are saying is going out to the ends of the earth. Let's put it that way. If you go to Radio Biafra website, if you have a pen with you, www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to radiobiafra.co, you will see that we are in court tomorrow. We are attending court in the next few hours in Owerri, Federal High Court 2, where Biafra will be led by Barrister Adolf Emeka Emekesri leading the Biafran team against the Nigerian team who will be coming to court as well, who is incidentally being represented by a senior advocate of Nigeria. What we are doing is to try to set up the prima facie case for Nigeria, is to win the argument legally in a competent court of law, is to win the argument morally, and then to be able to champion it in truth and honesty. That is what we are doing. Now, Biafra is coming. We are not making any bones about it. We are not being flippant. We understand the hard work that needs to be done. It's not going to come by wishful thinking. We know that very well. But what we are trying to do is to establish a precedent that Biafra can be gotten with truth, transparency, and honesty. And that is what we are doing. We have gone, we are reaching out. We don't want, there are some things we cannot say on the air for obvious reasons, but we have gone very far down the road of making sure that the lives and property of our people within Nigeria is secured, that our people will stop being killed in less than no time. If we get the right support, we know what to do in Nigeria and the killing of Igbo people will stop. So we are not resting on our laurels. Radio Biafra is here broadcasting to the whole world. We are putting the news concerning, for instance, now you're calling from Dublin. There are people who belong to the same group, the same Biafran group at Nnamdi Azikiwe University, who will be listening this evening, and I can assure you by tomorrow they'll be contacting Radio Biafra trying to get in touch with you. So that is what we also do. We put the Biafran family in touch together. This is the only place where people from every part of the world can interact. As you're speaking, people as in far-flung countries as Chile is listening to you. People in Japan is listening to you. People in Russia are listening to you. So yeah, that tells you about the important work that we are doing. So the Biafra we are pursuing is a very simple one. We are going to establish the case for Biafra. We are asking, our prayers in the court is that everybody who is in detention should be released. Our prayer in the Nigerian court is that reparation will be paid to each and every Igbo family that was denied their due right. Now you're on the website, is that correct? Because I can hear my voice coming back at me. So you are now on the website. That is the website of
Biafra. No, I am not yet on it.
Because I was hearing my voice coming back to me.
No, I want to ask you a question based on the Owazurike and two others in court who I've been hearing a dirty thing on, like saying that they might have the rest of their life in prison, or they might be sentenced by death or something.
Do you have any confirmation this evening that Owazurike has been arrested?
No.
He has not been arrested. That's what we're telling you. Unless it happened this, as we are on air.
Yeah.
But as at yesterday night, in too early hours of this morning, we have not received any report that Owazurike is under arrest. So he has not been arrested. If he's been arrested, maybe it's only a few hours ago. We've not received that information.
And in effect, you know, this Boko Haram and all the rest, even the Nigerian military and all the rest, they are really pushing us to the wall. But we are not forcing them back to stay on the line. We are not giving them a line to cross. Even with legal and everything we've done so far, but we're not giving them a line to cross. They've been crossing a line we've drawn. We don't have a line.
We don't have a line because I'm very, very sorry to say is that most of the people, most of Biafrans in the diaspora, I said most, not all, are very selfish people.
Yeah.
Because what concerns most people is the well-being of yourself and your family, your wife and your children. Every other person can go to hell until something affects you, then you need other Biafrans to come to your rescue. If we can take a leaf out of what the Tamils did, if we can take a leaf from the international Jewry, the Zionist movement, the way they funded the resistance in Palestine, people will begin to understand, because most of our people don't study, they don't read. Ask yourself, who have suffered the way we have suffered in the past and how did they do it? The international Jewry, the Zionist movement funded the incision, they funded the penetration into Palestine of Israelis living in Europe. That is how it's done. You cannot, people cannot live in New York, you live in Dublin, you live in London, you live in Amsterdam, you live God knows where, and you're doing Biafra in your house and praying, oh God help Biafra, oh God help. What have you done physically? What can you do? If we call now for a day of protest all over the world to highlight the issue of Biafra, how many people can be mobilized from Dublin? How many can we mobilize in Amsterdam? How many can we mobilize in Oslo? How many can we mobilize in Los Angeles? You see, people say, oh, I'm going to work. I'm looking for what me and my family will eat. It's the selfishness that's affecting us.
Sorry to cut you short. Such thing has not been organized. And before such thing can be raised, there must be a call up and say, we want all these things to be done. If you put it on the air and rightly put it on, like, open up, I don't know if you people have a Facebook. Open up a Facebook.
Have you checked?
No,
Radio,
I have
not. Radio Biafra has been running for over a year now. The new Radio Biafra opened in 2000, and we have everything that you can think of. Facebook, Twitter, the whole lot, everything you can imagine. Just type in Radio Biafra and you'll get it.
Yeah, but if there is a proper communication, people will start, because I've not seen the communication very effective.
How do you communicate?
Can I come down? I only found this today.
So how would you have wanted us to send it to you in Dublin? If you tell us, we'll learn. Maybe we'll do it that way next time. How do you want us to do it from now onwards? How do you want us to do this communication thing?
Okay, let me come up. There is an Igbo network I signed up with, the Igbo Facebook. You people can communicate us or communicate. I have so many friends who are in that Igbo and Facebook, but I've not seen any Biafra thing written on it, except if one of my friends sent me this Radio Biafra Skype. That was how I got it.
Okay.
But if you people can add to the Igbo network and write some of your stops,
You can do it. You're there already. So why don't you do it? Who is you? We don't own Biafra. You're saying you people, this is your radio station. It belongs to you. You're calling it now and talking to the world. So you too can do something. You can post it there.
Definitely. I will write it on that Igbo and Facebook tonight. Even as we finish talking, I'm going to put it up.
Yes, and ask them to come to the website to listen to this conversation we had, because this conversation will be on the website in the next 30 minutes. It will be uploaded to the website so people can hear it. I am very grateful to you. I'm grateful for the fact that you brought Biafra with you all the way from Nnamdi Azikiwe University to Europe, to Dublin. But what you need to do is, when you are posting all these messages there, ask those people to also keep posting it to their friends as well. We need the wider network. We need the wider family. This particular movement that we are in is headed by the Council of Elders. Let nobody say that the people at Radio Biafra are running Biafra. No, we are not running Biafra. We are serving our people. The real leaders of this struggle is the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. They will be in court tomorrow. They are the ones that run this struggle. Thank you very much for calling, and may God bless you and keep spreading the message. Thank you very much. Uche Mefo, if I may come to you. Uche, are you there? If I may come to you, took quite a while. Yes, our brother is on Skype. He's still on Skype. If he goes to the website, he'll be able to upload the program there. Please go ahead so I can round up.
Yes, I want to make a comment on the last caller's suggestion that Radio Biafra is not very well publicized among the Igbos.
Yes.
I can tell you categorically that every Igbo man who is on Facebook knows about Radio Biafra. The problem is that they don't want to identify with Radio Biafra. And you begin to ask yourself questions about all the happenings or the attitudes of our people, the attitude of our people. People who say they don't know about Radio Biafra should ask themselves questions.
So all you need to do is to type in Radio Biafra in Google, isn't it? It's as simple as that. Type in radio, or even if you type in Biafra, you see Radio Biafra jump up. That means that some people have not been doing their research very well. If you type in Biafra in your Google, you see Radio Biafra.
You don't need to even do any research. You don't need to do any research to get Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is there. If you talk about, if you Google about Igbo people, you see Radio Biafra. If you Google about media, Nigeria, you see Radio Biafra. So it is very inconceivable that people will be saying that they don't know about Radio Biafra, we have not done our work and things like that. And I'm also wondering, what Igbo forum is he talking about?
Because we are on Ndigbo page already, isn't it? Ndigbo page is doing good work for Radio Biafra.
Yeah, he was talking about Igbo group. What is the name of the Igbo group?
Maybe it's another, you know, there are a multitude of Igbo groups. The same way there are many Biafran things on Facebook.
Anyway, the most important thing is that Radio Biafra belongs to everybody. Every Igbo sons and daughters. Every Biafran, every Ibibio, every Anang, every Sheke, where are they? Ijo, all southerners, all southeasterners. Radio Biafra is for you. You don't.
Yes, we may have, that could be a sign for us that the time is up for us. We have slightly overrun. Our systems are programmed to up to a particular time. We are very grateful to UCHMFO for the work that he has been doing. He has been an anchor. He has been a pillar of the workings of Radio Biafra. The entire Biafran family is grateful to him and his family for the wonderful work they have been doing to sustain Radio Biafra. What UCHMFO has contributed to Radio Biafra is invaluable. It is immeasurable. And as they will always say, we say we pray for God's blessing and guidance to be upon him and his family. Wherever you are this evening, we thank you for listening. Those who called in, a special thank goes to all of you. Those even that tried to get through, that maybe didn't succeed this time around, we are also very, very thankful and grateful to you for staying awake up until this time. We know it's morning in Australia, it's morning in the far eastern part of the world, but here in London it is nearly a quarter to midnight. I'm a bit tired myself. We have worked tirelessly today for our people. That is the work that we are supposed to do, and that is what we are doing. We are not complaining. And God bless you wherever you are. And do not forget tomorrow to tell your friends about Radio Biafra. Will be on air at 7, and we can assure you tomorrow will be on air at 7, and there'll be no hiccups, no problems at all. So we love you all wherever you are. If we've had any disagreements, it is because we have brotherly love. If we have any disagreement, it is because we want to make things better. We don't hate anybody. We love everybody, regardless of who you are. And some people may not even believe it. We love all the people in Masop. What we don't like is the corrupt leadership. Thank you very much, and God bless you wherever you are. This is Namdi Kano signing off, and see you tomorrow. Sleep well, and God bless.
remember.